Saturday morning. Time to start that Saturday morning routine. And what's a Saturday morning without... Well, yeah, that too. But you also gotta have... About Your House.
Well, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by...
Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed contractor in North and South Carolina, servicing both residential and commercial with 7 offices. A trusted and professional foundation solution since 2002. If you have a problem, we have a solution. Call toll-free 877-770-7050 or online carolinafoundationsolutions.com.
Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? I'm doing real good. Had a good day, good week, busy week. Don't know what I did, but it was busy. It's crazy. First of the year. Happy New Year once again to everyone. It's still January. We can say that because it's January 15th, 2022. So far, so good. Great year. Whew. A lot of stuff happening. Great stuff. Hopefully we can keep up the momentum in amongst all this fear-mongering we're going through. And I'm not going to get carried away or on a rant about it, but it's just crazy as hell is what I can say. What they're trying to do to y'all, do to us, you know. I'm going to say one statement, and, you know, I know y'all have just been barraged with fear and more fear and more fear. And I don't understand for the like of me. I've lived a few years longer than a bunch of you out there. And I don't understand for the life of me and my intelligence in my brain why people have to get tested to see if you're sick. I, for the life of me, have never done that my whole life until about, well, recently. I don't get it. I know what they're saying. I do know what they're saying. Don't make it so. Don't make it so. You don't need to get tested to see if you're sick. Get in touch with your own health, people. Your own health. And that's all I got to say about that. Because I'm not going to go there. It's just not polite. Anyway, I'd want everybody to have a great, 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 great weekend. And just... go out and get your bread and your milk and your eggs and stuff today because they say they're calling for a wintry mix. And I know we got to talk about it. It's all over the news and local news and everybody watching their TVs. I just know they're calling for precipitation this evening and 100% tomorrow. Now, I, being a, you know, homie is someone who's born and raised here. I was born and raised in Charlotte, and the weather has changed a bit, gotten seasonally a little warmer in the winter. Well, actually, a lot warmer. However, let's look at the way this front's coming in here. Looks to me like it's coming more from the west than the southwest, through Atlanta way. See, if we get a front, the cold front or whatever, and it melds in here, you know, from the south, southwest through kind of south through Atlanta, we're probably going to get some precipitation and some snow, maybe some freezing, you know, snow primarily. But due to the fact it's not quite coming down low and coming across the mountains, it's in the past 70 years, if it comes from the west and over the mountains, we ain't getting nothing to speak of. Now, there are exceptions. We might get a little powdering or dusting or whatever. But, you know, freezing rain, that's a possibility. Low tonight's 26 degrees. And if I hope your furnaces are working. I hope you've changed your air filters and checked those. That's something you should do if you haven't done it so far this year. Not this year because we just got into the year, but in you know, in the fall and winter, if you hadn't done it in the past quarter, 3 months, probably need to change your air filter. Be a good idea because you're inside. The doors and windows are shut. And on that note, in fact, are your doors and windows closed? Are they closed? Because if they're not, you need to check them. Well, you need to check them, see if they are. Excuse me. Not in the right order here this morning. So it's going to get down to 26, they're saying, tonight. Well, 26 low, that's cold. Now, it hasn't been cold the past couple of nights. Like, what is the temp right now? Wonder what it is. 34 degrees, right around freezing. But it hasn't been cold. They've de-iced the roads. I see that everywhere. I mean, they got that brine everywhere. So all I can say is, folks, let's just kick back, make sure you're comfy, you got blankets, you're covered. You know, ice storms are the most dangerous thing we can have in lieu of, or in, you know, considering the power factor. When you have ice, you have limbs that fall and cause power outages. And if you're ready, and if the power does go out, folks, be careful. Be cautious. Carbon monoxide detectors, pay attention to them in the winter months here and ahead, you know, and be cautious. Be safe, okay? But cold is bitter, and cold will affect you health-wise in a lot of different ways. Cold is brutal. So be sure you're prepared. It is winter, after all. And like I say, if you can just put, you know, if you've got gaps under your exterior doors and all, put a towel under them or a blanket or something to protect and keep the cold out. You know, so just, you know, let's just pay attention. Don't get caught out in a storm, so to speak. So there you go. All right. Today's show, Rodney McGee from McGee Brothers Masonry is going to be calling in here shortly, about 8:15. I want to talk to Rodney. We're going to talk about the World of Concrete competition out in Las Vegas. As we speak, you know, it's going down. World of Concrete, it is, well, we'll talk about it with Rodney here in a minute, in just a bit, and we'll talk about how things are in Constructionville, so to speak, out there in the land of remodeling and construction and busy. Everybody's still busy, and busy as can be, don't have enough help, labor shortages. We're going to also talk about put tools in schools because a lot of activity. But, you know, we have an opportunity as a community. We have an obligation as a community to help our kids in schools learn different career pathways that could give them greater purpose and meaning and happy. Kids need to be happy. Adults need to be happy. Happy's the key to life. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday in depth, And it was about them and their job at 40 years old. Because 40 years old, for most people, is kind of an age of reckoning, so to speak. You know, that's a halfway point. Was for me, anyway. I can only speak for myself. But 40, I have noticed, you know, as I've looked back in retrospect, the way we grew, you know, I talk about this sometimes on the show, how we as human beings, we evolve with each decade, so to speak. When you're 20, you're fresh out in the world of life, actually, you know, starting your life, exploring as an adult when you're 20, 21. Then you work and you look for your purpose, actually. We don't look at it that way, unfortunately. But you should be looking for your purpose in your 20s. Settling down, getting your mind directed in a happy place that you love doing every day. You love it. Like I said, it's not about success, career, how much money I can make. Although it is that, because they've made it that. But in fact, it should be finding purpose and loving what you do, giving back a service or a service, be it whatever it is, back to humanity. And you love it. It's not about the money. It's about the goal, the passion, and doing what you do, helping others. And then you turn 30, and then you're kind of there, except family begins and kids and the whole nine yards, right? Then you struggle with that. You don't struggle. Well, life is a struggle sometimes. Truly is, unfortunately. But then you get through your 30s, and by then, family, you've got a grip on life. You do. In 40s, you should have your purpose planted, feet on the ground, and hopefully you're happy. And then you can just live your life and doing what you do with your passion and your purpose. So how do we get there? How do we change that? Because, frankly, that isn't what we're doing. It's all about success, money, money, money. And I get that. I got to pay the bills. Lord of mercy. But like old Hacksaw here. Good morning, Hacksaw. How are you? Grab your microphone.
Doing good, Ray.
Good. You have a good week?
Yeah. It's good to get back into society.
Yeah. You're a little under the weather a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of colds going around, too. A lot of colds. A lot of. But you know why? Because it's cold season.
Yeah.
it's that time of the year.
And Carolina finally has a cold winter for once.
Yeah. Well, kind of cold. It ain't been cold. No, it was in the 50s yesterday. It hadn't been cold yet. To me, cold is when it gets below 30 over 24 hours. And then you say it's winter because then pipes start freezing. See, your pipes, just for FYI here, and we're going to talk all about the pipes next weekend, by the way. My friend, co-host, and comrade, Mr. George Hobel of Hobel Designs, is going to be in here bringing a guest, a female plumber. There you go. All about the pipes. And we're going to talk, and I'm sure they will discuss freezing pipes because, well, a lot of people get real fretful when it gets cold about, oh, my pipe's going to freeze. Well, your pipes typically won't freeze unless the weather stays below 32 for over 24 hours. Then you're headed to a threat. But then again, that hasn't happened a lot in the past 5 years.
Not really.
You know, I think last year we had one 24-hour, 48-hour period when it was under 32. That was it, I think, maybe. But they don't happen often anymore. We are much warmer here in Charlotte than we were 40 years ago, you know, for sure. And when I grew up here, we had winters where it would snow, and we'd be out of school maybe a week, you know. I mean, the snow was deep, like a foot. Wow, it's nice. Freeze every day, get icy and sled weather. Yeah.
When I was in elementary school, we had, I think, like 97, we had that one where for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We had nothing but snow.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of that anymore. And you know, but they say it's cyclic or whatever. Whatever it is. And I just want to talk about the now. You got firewood, if you... You know, have you had your chimney checked out? It's a little late this year to do it, but get on the list because Owens Chimney System, the best, to me, the best and only chimney sweep, chimney service company in Charlotte. They've been around a long time. Oh, Jim, James Owens and family and crew, all folks are certified and do great work, but you need to get on the list. You know, chimney safety in the winter is very, very, very important. My buddy Jerry Eisenhower be back on the show sometime soon. We'll talk to him a little bit about the chimney safety and things you need to know. You can't talk about it enough, you know, after all it is your life, you know. So, you know, just it's winter, it's cold. We're supposed to have some mix ice, sleet, snow overnight. And I can't see any great accumulation because of the direction it's coming in here from the west. And over the mountains, so to speak. And the reason it doesn't, because it, for some reason, it breaks it up. But they're calling for a lot of icy conditions around, but we'll see. We'll see. Possibility of ice. I don't like ice. But, you know, hang in there. Get your get prepared for, a, you know, 24, 48-hour period.
Yeah, I think that's the worst thing we deal with here is really just those icy, because the thing I heard you talk about it earlier. I know they're already icing the roads, but I think like de-icing the roads. Excuse me, isn't it kind of too early? Because
no,
all that ice is gonna
no, they're putting a brine. They put a brine on it, which you know helps thaw out the ice. Yeah. And there again, it's been warm, and the pavement. It takes a couple days for the pavement to get cold enough to really accept the ice, unless it just got cold. You know, and it's dry. I don't know what the humidity is right now. That's good something to look at here. Humidity right now is 59%.
Wow.
You know, so, well, we'll see. You know, we'll see. I just hope for the best. I really do. You know, just hang in there. And like I say, if you're using, I don't know if people still use kerosene heaters, but if you do, my goodness, be safe.
Please.
Yeah, you know, ventilate. Ventilate. And you people with gas burning fire logs, crack a window to be safe. If you're going to depend on that fireplace to keep you warm, and they do shut off, they've got a sensor on them, they will shut off. I need to get my buddy on here. We need to talk about stuff. He'll call. Hey, Jerry, if you're listening, call me. call me about 30, 40 minutes. We'll talk about it. But seriously, if you're going to use gas fire logs, crack a window. Be safe. Crack a window. So just so you know. All right, we got to take a break. First break, Rodney McGee calling in. Is he on the horn? Okay, he's on the phone.
Cool.
I'm going to talk to my buddy Rodney and about the state of affairs and concrete world going on in Las Vegas. It's competition. We're going to talk about that, tell you all about it, and a few other things probably. Come on back. We'll talk. 704-227-8800. You're listening to Fox Sports Charlotte. About your house, 94.7 FM here in the Charlotte area. And by far, best way to hear us is stream. If you got Alexa, you got something called Google or whatever, just ask them. Tune me in, Fox Sports Charlotte, and there you go. All right, we'll be right back with more about your house. House. Do me a favor, listeners or out there in listening land. We're checking out our systems like going forward, and we're trying to zero in on all the issues. We've been here at WFNZ, FNZ, wrong. See, I'm screwed up, too. I don't even know what the call letters are here. I do know it's Fox Sports Charlotte, okay? And what I'm interested in is whoever's listening, streaming on the app, just text me, 704-712-4644. Give me a thumbs up if it's coming in. If you're listening to it streaming online, the FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com website, which you can stream live there as well, let me know how it's working. You know, give me some input, okay? Some people have said the volume's not there. It's vague. It's not coming in. It's whatever. And we're trying to get to the powers. We're not trying. We're going to get to the powers that be and fix all these little glitches. And we've had a few, and we admit that. But we're going to work them all out, and we're on our way. And we got a camera now. And by the way, lights up. We're live now?
We're live.
Really? How's it focusing in there? I don't know. I can't see for his head. Hold on. Not a problem. Don't worry about it. But anyway, we're headed down the right road. We're going to be live streaming. We are right now. And on Facebook, I believe. So tune us in. Check it out. We're playing. We're getting our camera. We got our camera mounted. I don't know what it looks like, but doesn't matter. I'm still here. We're going to be here. I've got my guest coming in, Mike Sims, at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock hour. Steve Helms will be in here for All Metal Dryer Vent, and we'll talk ventilation. But great show ahead, so tune in, turn on, and, hey, listen, learn. I will. Got Rodney McGee on the phone right now, McGee Brothers Masonry. Tune him in there, Darren. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ray. How about you?
I am great. How's the crew?
You're doing good. Everybody's sleeping late except me and Siler. We're out here talking to you.
That's awesome. Good morning, Siler. How you doing, big guy?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear you. Good to hear both of you this morning. Well, Roddy, I appreciate you getting up and calling us in this morning because we hadn't talked over the holidays and all. You feeling better, sir?
Oh, yeah. I'm batting 1,000 now. It took me a while, but I'm back where I need to be.
That's awesome. Glad to hear it. Glad. I knew you were strong and healthy young in there, boy.
Well, I had a rough patch there for a couple months, but I got it all behind me now. I'm doing great.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, Rodney's a Mason with, he's been laying brick. Of course, he does other stuff for, what do you do for McGee Brothers now, Rodney? Totally. I mean, Lord, you've been at the very bottom, and you've been all in betweenst.
According to my children, I just ride around in the truck a lot.
Well, there you go. But, kids don't lie. Nah. They will tell you the truth.
No, I'm a masonry supervisor. I get jobs, and I bid jobs, follow the jobs all the way through, receive payment for them, help make sure the crews have a place to work, and just help keep everything running smooth.
Awesome. Good. How's work? How's workload?
It's wide open. It's a little bit less, not quite as busy as we were before Christmas. I think a lot of people are a little bit antsy, but we got plenty to do. I can breathe a little bit better now, but we still got plenty to do. But we still can't find help, and stuff just going up like crazy. That's the biggest problem. Steel, brick, mortar, sand, everything's going up. Send one price increase in, get it approved, and I got another one to send in, and we're not making any more money. You know, it's materials are crazy right now. Crazy.
What do you mean by that? I mean, tell the listeners out there, because first of all, let me give some background here. If you hadn't heard Rodney before, he's been on the show many, many times, and he's been in, how long have you been a brick mason now and with McGee Brothers? Since you were 16?
14, 1983.
Do the math, folks, long time. You know, been in the industry of masonry and concrete his whole adult career, starting at 14, adolescent too. So, I mean, he's got a background in the industry, and McGee Brothers, along with a few others, are the largest masonry companies in the state. Very involved in the industry. What's his name? Ryan Schaefer heads up the North Carolina Masonry Association, does a fantastic job. And and that's why I have Rodney McGee on the show from time to time, because he, you know, good barometer, lets us all know what's going on out there. Now back to the materials, you know, what are you seeing?
Well, like our brick increases, we had one in October. Now we got another one. Lumber prices are going up. I went and bought a sheet of some plywood this week at Matthew's Building Supply, and it was Luan was $23, you know, a sheet. And I was talking to them in there about how prices are going up, and they said, "Oh yeah, it's coming. It's going to be worse than it was." And I said, "What's the reason?" He said, "Well, take your pick." He said, "The plants can't get no help. The fuel prices are high. They can't get the stuff shipped because of the shortage of truck drivers. You know, all of the above." So I think it's gonna impact the construction industry. That's my opinion. And then with inflation, you know, going up, you know what they're gonna do to that? They're gonna raise interest rates to combat that. I'm a glass half full kind of guy, but I'm cautiously worried about, you know, what's coming. I think we're gonna have a little bit less slower year this year, but that's just my opinion. You know,
right.
I hope it doesn't slow down too much.
But the workload's still there, demand's still there.
Oh yeah, and we're one of the top five cities that everybody wants to move to, and everybody's moving to Charlotte, so that's going to help us. People got to have a place to live when they come here, and I think it's going to be a good year, but I'm worried a little bit. You know, I'm not turning anything down. I want to keep it coming in.
Right. Well, you know, but Charlotte's growing, and it, to me, it's out of control.
Oh, yeah.
It's out of control, truly out of control.
But I don't want to sound negative. I'll tell you right now, we could hire 100 people tomorrow if they'd apply and they were good. That's how bad we need help.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of workload demand, labor demand, what positions are you looking for? Just to give people out there an idea of the opportunities, because, you know, once again, I'm gonna go here and say this. We're in a transition. You know, we are in a transition. Corporate people who've gone to college, got their degrees, are fed up with the corporate structure the way it is. They're not getting paid enough. They're not with this, you know, situation going on around us all the time, and the fear-mongering. People are fed up. They're looking for different pathways, different career opportunities, and frankly, a happier career. And, you know, you do provide that, because I've talked to
Absolutely.
Your employees, and they're happy, and they
Yes.
make a good living. So what positions Yep. does McGee Brothers have?
We need a lot of positions. I mean, the number one we need is on the masonry crews. You know, we need helpers. We need masons.
Soldiers on the ground, hands on. Right.
Yeah. But beyond that, we're in a desperate need of mechanics right now. One of our head mechanics we've had for 35 years is retiring in February.
Oh, Lord.
If we don't talk him out of it, which we're trying to, but you know, we need help in our shops. We need welders. You know, we need it in about every position.
Well, see, the reason I ask you that, McGee Brothers has concrete trucks, heavy equipment, bulldozers,
yes.
backhoes, excavators,
Absolutely.
Everything, bobcats, and trailers and trucks, dump trucks.
Yes.
You know, everything conceivable in the foundation and site work area of construction. Everything. And
yeah.
every bit of that. Has to be taken care of, maintained, properly maintained, and you've got operator positions, you've got mechanic
oh, yeah.
positions, masonries, truck drivers, Lord have mercy, you know.
Concrete finishers, you know, yard work. We need help in every position. Poured walls for foundations, you know, truck drivers. You know, concrete truck drivers, huge shortage there. You know, we need positions in every position we could use some help in, you know, and it's hard to find help, and we're getting some.
Right.
You know, we hire through a tip agency, we're getting some, and some of them are sticking, and we've hired some good ones this year, but, you know, we could hire more.
You know, awesome.
We could hire a lot more. The opportunity is there, and you know we would love to get people in here and show them what they can do. You know, they can stay here and make a career, make a great living for the families. It's a great place to work. Trust me, I wouldn't have stayed here for 36 plus years if it wasn't.
I hear you. No, I know the McGee bunch and the whole. You couldn't ask for a better company to work with and for, you know. So there's an opportunity there if you need work or if you've got some kids, high school kids. That's perfect age.
That's right.
Perfect age.
Like I say, I started. We can start at 16 through the apprenticeship program through the school.
16 years of age.
There's some things they can't do, you know, obviously around heavy equipment and all, but they can be learning the trade and all. And then when they're 18, they can do any of the stuff, you know, drive forklift and anything and all. But we have a lot of kids that start at 16 for the summer. And, you know, Ryan helps us with that. And we're heavily into that. And, you know, that's where we get our very best help, frankly, is the young guys that you can teach, you know, to do it, and the ones that are eager to learn. That's not saying that we can't hire somebody older and do it, but we've always based our pay on performance, not seniority. You know, we've been that way forever. You know, it's whoever performs the most, we want to reward the most, you know, and that's the way we've always done it, and that's the way we've been able to grow.
The
masonry industry is a great industry, you know, and there's, like you said, there's other opportunities within our industry, you know. We have a big grading division, flat work division, Ford wall division, and then we have these welders, mechanics, because we fabricate a lot of our stuff ourselves. So there's a tremendous need for, you know, good people to teach that to.
Yes, there is, because like you say, I've got a good friend of mine that is a welder. He's welded his whole career, and it's been great to him. I mean, great to him. But he's retired now. You know, he's out of the workforce. Now, he's still welding. He's doing his own thing. But, you know, you'll never be without a job. Never. Never.
We just don't have replacements. I can remember at a CHIPS meeting with you 8 or 10 years ago, the Better Business Bureau saying that the average mason was almost 50 years old, the average mechanic was 50 plus, and the average plumbers were close to 50. You know, those numbers hadn't gone down.
Nope.
They're going up.
Nope. And we talk a lot about it. I know we do, but there's many reasons for it. And actually, the biggest reason is simple. Because it makes people happy. You know, have you seen my boy Cameron Angel lately? You know,
I have not, but I just not been on that. I'm not that supervisor. He works under a different supervisor in his office, not in your mind, but I think he's doing great.
That's awesome. Great. And there's another young man that got a job with McGee Brothers, came here back to Charlotte from Montana and got a job and doing great. Loves his job.
Yeah.
19, 20 years old.
Yeah. I heard, Ray, this week, I don't know if it's true or not, I remember that Mike Rowe, you know, he got sued for saying that a welder could make $100,000. And I've not looked into it, but he won, you know, but they didn't want that getting out, you know. So he got sued for it.
There's some crazy stuff going on. And the fact is, that's craziness. Well, Mike's a champion. He'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Always has been. You know, well, let's talk a minute about World of Concrete.
Yes, sir.
And that's been going on quite some time.
And it's starting this week. And I about forgot about it. There's been so much going on, been so busy. But Riston McGee, who works for us, is my first cousin's son, or second cousin's son. He won the regional here in Charlotte, or North Carolina, not Charlotte, in Gold Hill, North Carolina, laid 745 brick in an hour, I believe it was, and he's qualified, and he's going to Las Vegas. And we had Zach McGee, who was Doc's son, he laid just under that second place. He didn't go to Las Vegas, but he won tools and stuff.
Now, how many bricks did he lay?
I think it was 700. Hang on, I got it right here. It was 745, I believe, is what it was.
In what kind of time frame? In an hour?
1 hour.
I want you to think about this, folks. Go up at a brick wall and look at that brick wall. You can count them if you want to. But can you imagine laying 745 bricks in 1 hour? And they're not thrown up there. They're laid correctly. They're inspected.
It's a sellable wall, and he was competing against a bunch of other people, and it's a bigger brick, and it's a wall about 30 foot long. They build leaves on it, you know, and pulls a line, and he's practiced that and all. But Riston is, he's amazing. When you watch him lay brick on the job, I've been doing it for so long, but I just have to stop. It's just like, it's just amazing how the brick go. He's an athlete, and he can just, man, he's like Michael Jordan. It's just unreal how they go up. When he's just standing. I mean, it's amazing.
Michael but, Jordan with bricks. Been,
yeah, he's been there before, and he didn't quite win it. They change. They have different judges every year, and they'll tweak the rules a little bit every year. And he come close. Now we've had three people win it, you know, over the years. Well, one person won it twice, and another one won it. And but he's Richie's got a good shot at it. But you're competing with people from all over the world, you know.
Yeah, and, I'm
but
a
North Carolina. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're fine.
North Carolina's rich in winning it down there. We've brought it back several times. Garrett Hood won two trucks down there. Tyke Mangum won one.
And you know, let's talk just, about what they won, okay? Tell the folks what they win if they win that competition.
They win a brand-new Ford F-250 or 350 loaded with everything on it. They get a check for $5,000 or $10,000 and a bunch of tools.
That's
and
awesome.
It's a good thing, you know. And it's not no strip down truck. It's very nice.
Right.
Second place went the Craftsman Award. I think wins a some type of Kubota side by side. It's a Kubota RTVX 1140 with a title. It's like a side by side.
Right.
That's for the Craftsman Award. You have the award for the most brick laid, which has to be a sellable wall and a good quality. And then you have the Craftsman Award, which is the most beautiful wall there. Most of the time, the Craftsman Award won't have quite as many brick as the actual winner. It has happened before where someone's got the top Craftsman and the top Speed Award, but it's extremely rare.
Awesome.
But it's still, they're not thrown in there every year. They're graded, and they tweak it. Like, I know when Tyke won it, I think it was over 1,000 brick laid in an hour, but the quality wasn't quite as, the deductions, if you have a brick off, the deductions didn't take as much. Now, if you have one brick off, the deductions can take more. Like, he probably laid more brick than that per hour, but that's all he got credited for.
Got it.
He might have laid another 20 brick, but might not have got credited for them, or they may have taken off
right.
The rest of the wall. The whole wall has to look good.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
It's an
amazing competition. It's an amazing gathering of industry professionals in the masonry and concrete world from all over the world. And that's 18th through the 20th. And, you know, if you're in the construction industry and you don't know about it, I threw it in here this morning because it's a big event, national event, held in Vegas every year. This year, January 18th through the 20th. And you can go to worldofconcrete.com, and it'll tell you all about it right there. So,
it's great. And if you want to see something cool, go on our website, mcgeebrick.com. And look up Travis McGee. Back in the 90s, he won the Guinness Book of World Record, laid 1,500 brick an hour on a Habitat for Humanity house. That's pretty cool, too.
1,500 brick. See, you don't think about things like this, but 1,500, man, that's a lot of brick.
It's still in the Guinness Book of World Records, too, and that was a sellable wall. We had three people beat the world record at the time, and he blew it away, though. He was 200 brick more than anybody else. It was all over the news. There's clips from the news on our website. It's pretty cool.
And how do they get in touch with McGee Brothers if they want something done?
Just call 704-372-7610, the office number, or call me at 704-361-8777.
Or you can text me, and I'll throw you his way. You can do that.
That's right. We'll help anybody we can.
You're a great company, a great great, great resource for people here in the Charlotte community. And I appreciate y'all's support on Put Tools in Schools. We got an event coming up April 2nd, Trades Career Days. And I'm sure you'll be there, and hopefully we can get another
Tyler.
Mason.
Tyler was just asking me about it. He's raring to go.
We got it. And hopefully we can get another masonry company involved. And Wayne.
I'm sure we can.
Wayne Brothers, get them involved as well in the concrete side. So there's another great career opportunity, putting concrete. Of course, y'all've got a concrete division as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. We have a great concrete division. We can teach them flat work. We can teach them poured walls. We have our own concrete plant, trucks. We got a great concrete division.
Yes, you do. Well, Rodney, I want you to go have a tip. Siler, thanks for listening there, brother. And how old are you now, Siler?
12.
Oh, my. Oh, my. You grow up way too quick. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, he's growing up quick. We're about to get the finishing touches on the treehouse. We're insulating it today.
Awesome.
And finally getting it about there.
I'll come by and we'll do a video, okay?
Yeah, come by. We're about to get it done. We're working on the inside. We got it wired, but we got to get the inside down. Got all the siding up.
Got it.
Roof on it and all.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Doing that with
to you. We got to get ready for the storm.
All right. Go get ready. We'll talk to you. Thank you, Rodney.
Right.
Be good.
I'll
all
see
right.
you, brother.
Okay, bye-bye. And that's Rodney McGee, McGee Brothers Masonry. Great career opportunity. Just remember that. McGee Brothers. Google them. They're there. All right, we're going to take a break here. Come back on the other side. Talk about a little bit about Put Tools in Schools. Mike Sims on his way. And, hey, we'll talk about whatever. Give me a call, 704-227-8800. We'll talk about anything you want to. I don't care. 704-227-8800. We'll be right back with more about your house. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down for you, shining on my heart.
All righty, welcome back. I want to talk about Put Tools in Schools, if I could. Folks, we need some help. We do. We need help. And we want to make it the best it can be for the kids. And we want to reach out and touch. You heard that before? Reach out and touch. We want to reach out and touch kids. We want to have an impact on them, at least make them aware of different pathways out there for them to grow into in their lives ahead of them, be it elementary, be it middle, be it high school. What can we do? How can we do it? Well, I can't do it by myself, and I've got some people who've stepped up, Sean Carlisle, Pete Sheppel, and Vicky Samuels. I mean, people are stepping up. Kevin Burns. I mean, I can name some names here, but point is, we need help. We need help to organize and get what we need for support. And it doesn't take a lot of work, but it takes a community to make this happen the way it needs to and affect the lives we need to affect. So we're having a meeting January 27th, Thursday night, at Emerald Lake Country Club. And just show up 6:00, and we'll talk about it and get your name, and we'll group it. We'll form what we need formed and see who has and where we can come together and meet the need, because it's a tremendous need, tremendous. And I've been around and to educators and spoke to many educators through the years. And we have to get in front of these kids and engage them and let them know there's apprenticeship opportunities beyond high school that give them no college debt, greater career happiness and purpose, and a wonderful career and opportunities. Now, I'm going to throw this at you. There's a pre-apprenticeship construction experience coming up called the PACE program. Sarah Briggerman and Josh Doty were on the show here a few weeks ago discussing the PACE program. What is the PACE program? Well, it's going to start in February, and they're looking for 20 applicants, a total of 20 students. And it's 12 weeks, and you get paid. It's a paid opportunity. Wow. And here's how it works. It's a 12-week construction internship for students and paid for fully by the programs that send them, companies that are involved in this program. Okay. What's the purpose? To provide real experience to potential employees so they can make a better choice in terms of which program to choose or trade to choose. I will explain. Total of 20 students begin with 2-week boot camp, teaching you soft skills. You know, OSHA requirements, first aid, CPR, hands-on training for hand and power tools, soft skills, and, you know, other construction basics like work site, navigation, safety, company vehicles, all and equipment. So 20 students will be sent to that boot camp. Then they're broken into groups of four. The students rotate among five employers on a rotation of 2 weeks per trade. And at the end of it, hey, students who complete the program successfully will be placed in a talent pool permanently. Students would have the opportunity at the end of the program to identify programs of interest and, you know, and career opportunities. And companies' programs would have the opportunity to extend program invitations with a signing ceremony and, you know, all that hoopla. But the bottom line is you come out and you'll immediately have job opportunities waiting for you. You know, and what a beautiful opportunity to get to go visit five employers 2 weeks at a time, be it electrical, HVAC, plumbing, whatever it might be. If you're interested or you know students that are interested, they're looking for male, females, young adults, ages 18 to 24. You got it? 18 to 24. They're looking for those kids, young students, young adults, 18 to 24. You can email Sarah, S-A-R-A, at ABC Carolinas, S on it, abccarolinas.org. You can email her. She will, and just tell them you're interested in the PACE program. What's next? And she'll hook you up. She'll tell you what needs to be done at that point. You can apply. So please reach out. Great opportunities for kids. I've heard a lot of parents and grandparents alike out there saying, "What could my, you know, grandson do or granddaughter or whatever?" Well, here's an opportunity. Put them right in construction. It's a wonderful program, one of the better ones I've seen come up here lately. And it's paid. Wow. Can't beat that. I mean, you know, it's amazing. You know what blows my mind? And it should blow most people's, but, you know, and, you know, people really get pissed off when I say this, but stupid has become a very serious issue. Like, we ain't got enough medical issues to deal with. Now we got to deal with stupid. Or could it be one and the same? I don't know. Anyway, a child, 18, can sign a loan to go to college. And a loan that'll be with him probably most of his adult life, you know. He can do that when he's 18. When he's 18. But can't get a business loan. Explain that to me. And how can they do that? And have you... It's crazy, but they can do it.
Well, yeah, I think what the other word you're looking for is common sense. I think common sense has just gone away.
There isn't any.
No, yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's just,
turn television on and go see what you got to do that day. Everybody's so puppeteered.
Or you don't. Well, it's not even that. It's things that you would normally do. Oh, I've got my phone now. I don't need to know what time it is. Oh, I'll just set an alarm.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'll just do this. Oh, I'll just do this. No, you should still train your mind to know, like, hey, oh, yeah, I need to wake up. Like, I wake up every day or every Saturday at the same time because I'm used to it. Like, I have a mental clock. Yeah, now, yeah. Do I use my alarm? Of course, but I have a mental clock.
I gave you a great example of that one. Not that you care, but I'm going to tell you anyway. This morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get up at 6 o'clock every Saturday morning. Well, I get up at 6. I wake up. 6 o'clock every day of every week, 6 o'clock or 5:55 or 5:50, but it's like this morning. What time did I wake up? 5:55. I woke up at 5:55. I had my alarm set on Saturdays always. I don't use an alarm because of what I just told you. I'm waking up at 6 o'clock, give or take, every morning. But Saturday mornings, because of this here radio show, radio don't wait. Wait, I'll be there in a minute. No, it don't wait. So you gotta be here. So, but anyway, yeah, you know, you train your mind. I mean, you get plugged in to what you do.
Well, yeah, and we don't teach that in schools anymore. We don't teach.
Don't even get me.
Well, we don't teach routine.
Trying to be nice.
Like routine. I know. And you're
time management. Time management.
But I think, yes, like that's the biggest thing is just time management, routine, and just daily life skills. Like you talk about it. We don't teach.
It's called,
like,
discipline.
Everyone needs to take a business class. Everyone should take a business class.
Yeah, I'm all over business. If you know, if you get in the trades, and that is something I'm gonna throw out here, and that, glad you said that. The one thing I would highly advocate for anyone going into business, in the trades or whatever, if you're going into business. I had a conversation with a gentleman just yesterday afternoon. He'll be a guest on the show here coming up, in the water restoration or disaster business, you might say. We've talked a little bit about that here lately. But we talked about, you know, the business side of business. Frankly, it's gotten to where being in business is a pain in the butt. The rules, more rules, 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 rules. Do this, forms, rules, rules. It's crazy. And, you know, the construction industry is full of rules. So, you know, you got to navigate through it, though. I mean, you've got to. So you should take a business course. Everybody needs a business course because they don't teach. They do not teach money management in school at all. You know why? Because if you knew what they're doing to you. You know, really, because you're getting robbed. But if you could count real well and do a little math, you'd figure it out. So they don't teach that in school. They do not, just like shop, they don't teach checkbook writing. They don't teach checkbook balancing in school, do they? Did y'all take that? Did y'all ever get called Life 101 with a checkbook?
That'd be great.
I mean, wow, isn't that amazing?
I mean, seriously.
They don't do that. So I would highly recommend a business course, but not right out of the gate. And another thing none of us understand in the trades or have totally is our wealth, our personal value, better put, our value. In other words, when I come to your house, what am I worth? What am I worth? Well, I told a gentleman yesterday, I said, no, you're too cheap. You know, because see, if you're that cheap, that means I got to be that cheap. I'm not going to do that. Because I'm better than that. Aren't you better than that? Of course you are. He said, never thought of it that way. So there you go. So anyway.
So learning to say no? Is that basically what
learning to say no, yes. Well, you know, back to the disciplines.
Yeah.
That's a business course. You got to find mentors, people you can look up to and listen to. You know, you need that. Everyone needs that. You can't do it alone. That's why networking, if you're in this industry or out there, if you're listening to this show and you're an electrician, you're a plumber, you're a carpenter, you're a, you know, remodeler, whatever, you know, you can't do it alone. You know, it takes a village, just like we put tools in schools. It takes a village, you know, so, you know.
Well, I think it's also just asking for advice. I mean, how many times do I just call you up and say, Ray, I've got an idea, but I need
absolutely
your advice. We need
to lean on each other. Mm-hmm. We need to do that. That's what we're here for. So I'm going to take a break here. 7:04. I'm going to take a break soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're coming through. Streaming's looking good. Hey, done a good job, Herb Hacksaw. Yeah, we were streaming a little earlier. I don't know if we are now or not, but no, we're off now. But we'll be streaming from time to time. Appreciate your input, Jerry. Thank you for giving me that feedback. I hope it looks okay. We're off and running. We're in a new direction called Interweb. It's called the internet. All right, Mike Sims going to be in the house here shortly. We're going to talk about all things CBD. He hadn't been on the show in a while. CBD is really, really, really awesome for health and wellness. We're going to be talking about that and different products and what's new on the cannabis front. Yes, everyone needs to know God's gift to the planet, the cannabis plant. Absolutely. Unbelievable healing and wonderful medical. It's just awesome plant. It does so many things. So, and there's no waste, none. You can use every bit of it. Where did that secret come from? Wow, they hid it from us. 704-227-8800. Love to hear from you. We're here for you. We'll be right back with more about your house. You can hear us live, stream live anywhere on the planet, Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. Or browse on your computer. FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com or inside the 485 loop, 94.7 FM on your radio dial. We'll be right back with more about your house.
Nothing like a little breakfast to get you going in the morning. You know, they say it's the most important meal of the day. Of course, breakfast is always better when you can enjoy it with About Your House.
Oh, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife.
About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed contractor in North and South Carolina, servicing both residential and commercial with 7 offices. A trusted and professional foundation solution since 2002. If you have a problem, we have a solution. Call toll-free 877-770-7050 or online, CarolinaFoundationSolutions.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Cannabis. The man himself's in the house, Mike Sims. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, everyone listening. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How you been?
Man, amazing. Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year to you. I hadn't seen much of you lately.
Yeah, honestly, it's busy. Like you said, it's a good thing, I imagine. But yeah, man, you know, trying to navigate, getting back in the swing of things. The first of the year always kind of throws me off track, and it's because the end of the year, it just throws everything off track. It seems like everybody stops working early December.
Yeah, it does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially the week of Christmas and New Year's. I mean, it's like
impossible.
Everybody's brain dead.
You're right.
You know, you don't look for to make any progress.
No, sir.
Those 2 weeks I've learned in construction, they're the craziest 2 weeks of the whole year.
Yeah, man, it is, and it, you know, just. I think I get a little seasonal depression, too, a little bit. But
I'm glad, you know, I do,
gray.
Too. This year was very emotional for me.
Yeah.
Very emotional. Mary's brother had passed away on the 20th. And, you know, that was kind of, you know.
Sorry to hear that.
Bump. Well, thank you. But yeah. Anyway, and then, I don't know, Christmas is kind of, emotional, sentimental for me because my mother, she was out so much Christmas, and she's gone, and I don't get with my family like we should. Me and my brother Dale, we sat there and ventilated about that a little bit, but at least we've got each other.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, and then I spent the first time in 40 years with my son.
Right. And, you got a grandson now.
And held my grandbaby.
Congratulations.
You know, it just, yes, wonderful thing, beautiful thing. So
we went completely over the top, man. It's having two kids.
I was going to say how the girls are growing like a weed.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. You talk about the holidays of Christmas. You know, as a single man back in the day, it didn't have much meaning or fun. But you know, the kids make it special, and we really overdid it. We started off with a trip to New York, and I think we attended about any kind of holiday or Christmas event we could find. We ended up going up to Bryson City and riding the Polar Express train up there. Went to the Grove Park Inn in Asheville, stayed up there. Just made it really special. Great memories. Had a great event at the house. Even hired some carolers to come up. So really overdid it, man. But, you know, it's good to get it behind us now. Let's get this year going, man.
Well, so far it's been a great year. A lot of activity going on and a lot of things. I think the vibe is really good. And I could not believe the first, you know, the what was it, third Monday? Yeah, Monday was the third. I had five or six just people call me, you know, and I'm so grateful for it. They just called me and said, Ray, just thinking about your brother, Happy New Year, and what I just want you to know I'm here to help you.
Sure.
What could I do to help? I mean, wow.
Right.
And just great, you know, great vibes, man.
Right.
The energy's high. It's a good year. I just hate this fear-mongering that's going on and all the fear that's around us, and we need to let go of that.
A lot of it.
But,
a lot of stupidity, too. I was listening on the way, and it's I'm all about following rules as long as it makes sense, but I think it stopped making sense a while back. But
well, I'm not –
navigating business in general is tough, and then in our business is even more so. You know, and all the confusion and everything and distractions, they at least got off our back a little bit.
Well, I was going to – naturally, that's one of the things I got you in here for, obviously, is to kind of get an update on transition we're going through years. Might say it's a transitional thing. Back in September of 15, the hemp industry got approved, basically, for growing.
Right.
Well, that was back in the September of 2015. They finally legalized growing hemp. Industrial hemp, which is basically CBD.
Right.
And then from there, we got another, you know, step up in being able to sell, manufacture, and produce a product with CBD oil, which is kind of where we're still at.
Yeah, it's so many areas we've made complete progression. Other areas, regression, if you will. But as of January 1, we're no longer under the North Carolina pilot program. We're now under the USDA program for hemp. Some spots are a little more lenient, some a little more strict. Still, the regulation and everything is based around the amount of THC and not really the safety or the ingredients or, you know, anything harmful. That nothing's really testing for that. But, you know, coming in, it's crazy. I was thinking about all the progress we've made in the last year, but what people don't realize is because of these loopholes and because of these new laws, ultimately we've kind of pseudo legalized across this country. Even what we know as marijuana, even in my industry, and we figured out recently that the thing that is federally regulated is the Delta 9 THC has to be under 0.03%. Well, some people smarter than myself did the math and realized, hey, if you make a larger gummy with less milligrams, it still falls under that threshold. And the same thing with flour and other products we have. So long story short, they found a loophole where basically you can buy legalized Delta 9 THC now. And the reason I'm bringing it up is, you know, law enforcement has kind of got their hands tied. There's still arrests that happen every day. But we've had this now for almost a year, well, 2 years for Delta 8 and Delta 9 over a year, and no mass hysteria, no mass, you know, unlawfulness.
There's no side effects.
None. Yeah.
And it's nothing but positive.
You know, right. And it's here. And I'm thinking of all the tax money we're still spending to fight this and all this propaganda still towards it and everything. There's still people serving sentences right now for this plan. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But unfortunately, in North Carolina, we tried to pass something last year. Nothing passed. We're now in an even year. North Carolina, you can't submit a bill in an even year. So we're looking at 2023 before we can even bring it back up, if you will. But just north of us in Virginia, we're making great strides. We're looking now at 2024, complete legalization. As I alluded to last time, we are entering that market up there with something really special. I can't completely announce it yet, but it's something that's never been seen or done, especially on the East Coast. And we have a very large facility, 80 acres, that we're working on in Virginia. And we're trying to fully get into that market as well. And, you know, that's just north of us. So love it or hate it, law enforcement's got something to deal with really soon. So I think it's time to take a proactive approach and get involved in this. Let's get this tax money. Let's use this money to fund things like mental health programs or school vocational programs. So many things can be funded like by these programs and this revenue coming from tax. I was reading last year alone, I think, what, $20 billion something dollars was were collected with tax revenue across this country, which is crazy. It's still federally illegal. So just
And it's something I get questioned a lot on, you know, and I bring it up. And people, I'm, you know, like you, we're not afraid to talk about.
Yes, sir.
We are not afraid to talk about this as well as many other things.
Right.
But it needs to be discussed because people are afraid. There again, fear, and fear is my enemy.
Right.
They're afraid.
Right.
Because this. Well, what if? What if? What if? Well, you know, we can all navigate through it, but because of, look, I want to make it very clear. I'm not here to get everybody high.
Right.
That's not the intention, okay? That's what we've
that's
all been
job.
Led to believe. Huh?
I said, that's my job. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Nah, well, sorry.
But, you know, but the health, this is about health for me.
Right.
It's about health benefits. And it's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, proven scientifically, a lot of good that does lately,
right.
That this plant is a medical marvel.
Yes.
In so many, many different ways.
Yeah, last week I probably had literally 100 people send me this article come out of Bloomberg that that's talked about how using this plant protects you from illnesses. Let's put it that way. And something that we've all kind of known anyway, you know, but specifically some of these airborne illnesses and things that we've gone through these last few years. And but they're now showing that ultimately cannabis is a protectant to keep you from getting sick. So a lot of people sent me that article this week. If you want to check it out, you can check it out on Bloomberg. But it's just like, it's so frustrating. It, you know, it's now going mainstream. I'm seeing more and more people talk about it. People are becoming more educated.
I bring it up in the industry a great deal because we all know drug testing is a big issue.
Yeah, you talked about it, and it is. And I think you're right on to something. And I could tell, like, I think that is a huge part of filling trades in a lot of industries. And even the CIA changed their policy because they could start getting some of these young computer hackers and things. And I think we're finding the same thing in that industry. I hear all these people, oh, the shortage of help, shortage of help. Let me tell you, every time there's an opening,
right,
I get hundreds of resumes. And I still every day get people, hey, man, you hiring, you hiring, you hiring. We don't have a shortage. My employees are allowed to use cannabis before and during work, and they work great. They work better. So there's no shortage of employees or you know, staff wanting to work. Now, filing quality people is not always easy. We have a high standard at Crown Town Cannabis, pun intended. But we have great people, and we want to keep it great. Plus, you know, you got to like the people you work with. Who cares if they're
you
great gotta at what they
be
do?
Happy.
You got to be happy. Because I don't care what they know. If you can't stand them, who cares?
Well, I told my son this. He was in a, I can say this word, a pissy mood last Sunday. And he blew up and lost it. I says, you know.
Smoke some.
If, you know, that didn't help.
Right. Yeah,
at any rate, so I said, you know, this ain't happy. I'm out.
Right. Sure.
I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, if I can't be happy now, then why am I here?
It's a choice.
Yeah.
And just because someone's chosen not to be happy doesn't mean you have
and
to.
That, and that goes into our jobs.
Right.
Our purposes.
Sure.
You know, if you're happy doing what you do,
right,
is it really work?
And I found what people are looking for, I think, more than money is validation of their time and you know, just being respected. And a lot of times, and I'm guilty of it too, when I get busy, I don't get to see my staff for a while. Sometimes just sitting and listening to what they got to say fixes everything for quite a while. Everybody just wants to be appreciated and heard, you know.
I mean, if I'm going to be there for 7 days a week, like, I just want to be acknowledged.
Sure.
I just want to be a part of the crowd.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Because it takes a lot. You know, it's a sacrifice. We see a lot of our coworkers more than we see our families. Yeah. You know, 8 hours a day, six or five.
Yes, you do. Right. And therefore, you should like them, get along, have fun, enjoy.
But, you know, we talked about it last time. We are Crown Town Cannabis now. You know,
we're going to
Charlotte CBD. And,
well, I got a question on
that. Yeah, man.
I put crowntowncannabis.com in.
This ain't coming up. Okay, really? Try it again.
We're going to try it right here.
It should work for both. And, like every, you know, business is tough anyway, but finding, number one, someone that works with, that is knowledgeable in our industry and knows how to navigate the web is damn near impossible. And, you know, a lot of people that are really good at website marketing and everything else is working now. There we go. Are not necessarily good with this industry because we are highly regulated. We're blocked everywhere possible. Google doesn't like us. Facebook. Everything and everyone that gets to use these normal avenues, we do not. We get banned, shut down, shadow banned, everything else. So, you know, we hire these companies for massive amounts of money that promises the world, and they come in and they go, oh, man, this isn't working. And, oh, man, Facebook just dinged us for the third time. They're about to take your page. And so, you know, we've been navigating that ourselves. And we hired a company 7 months ago to redo our website, and it literally switched last week, and now it's working. So you can go to CLTCBD.com, and it'll still take you to our Crown Town Cannabis page, or you could type out the words crowntowncannabis.com and it'll take you all new website, new design. We have all new things out there, new products. You know, we're growing fast, but what we've decided to do this past 2 or 3 months is let's fix what we already got. Let's make sure our machine is perfect.
Refine it.
Before we keep
perfect it.
Right, because we're
fine tuning.
Right, we're franchising now. We have a greater product selection. We're about to have a mobile unit that's going to be really cool. About as much I'm going to say about that. But, you know, we're growing and we're expanding. We want to make sure we're doing it right, because it's easy to do it right when everybody's in one small store here in Charlotte. But when you're spreading out across the nation in several states, you know, 40, 50 employees, things start slipping through the cracks. And we want to make sure that no matter which location you go in, you get the same quality experience and knowledge no matter where you go. And that's what we've been working on. And now that we've kind of got the right pieces, man, just wait and see what we got in store this year. We got some really incredible things. And, you know, it's coming. And we're here. We're going to be out in the community more. We got events coming up. But it's beautiful, man.
We're here for you. You know that.
Thank you, sir.
And we're here beyond this with the other urbans and what have you. We're going to do a little reach out this year as well and become a part of the bigger picture. 704-227-8800. Mike Sims in the house talking all things CBD. I can't say all things cannabis, but yeah, we'll go there too. But all things CBD. Just bringing you up to date on, hey, we're, you know, a lot going on in this country and around us. And this is health and wellness. So come on back. We'll talk more about Delta 8s, what's in the stores, things you might want to know. Hey, great stuff. Come on back. We'll be here.
It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my
call my name, I'll be there in a hurry.
704-227-8800. You're listening to About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app, and you can hear us anywhere. Better than radio. And then, and or you can go on your browser. That's your interweb there. In your little browser window, put FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. That's FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. And in the Charlotte area, 94.7 FM on your radio dial. Or Alexa, Google, tune me into Fox Sports Charlotte. You got to say Charlotte, Fox Sports Charlotte. So there you go. Hear us anywhere. Good to be here. Mike Sims in the house. Excuse me. I was going to say Carolina Cannabis. Maybe next.
That's all right.
Crown Town Cannabis.
Yes, sir.
Just recently changed the name. Was that hard?
No, to change the name? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're still doing it. You know, we will always be Charlotte CBD in our hearts and in our spirit. But, you know, and if you go on either webpage, it fills in. But, yeah, brand changing was completely a nightmare. Still going through it. You don't realize, you know, how many areas and facets you have to change once you've decided to do a name
rules,
change.
Rules, rules, and more rules.
Yeah, and, you know, we kind of jumped out of the frying pan into the fire. You know, we had to do it because we couldn't trademark our name, Charlotte CBD, but we did it backwards. We trademarked Crown Town Cannabis and then did the name change.
Right.
The crazy thing about it is CBD, we didn't think about doing it. CBD caused some issues because we couldn't really hide who we were in areas where are highly regulated. So we couldn't really pretend to be a different company with the name Charlotte CBD. We didn't think that through again with cannabis. It makes sense because it's what we do. But man, so we're Crown Town most places because we can't even say the word cannabis.
I was going to ask you about that. Right, it gotten that bad?
It's that bad, man.
You can't say cannabis.
No, nah, man. And it's just an all-encompassing word. Like what we know is marijuana, hemp, the whole plant is the scientific name.
It's cannabis plant.
Yeah. It's cannabis. So yeah.
There's different cultivars of it.
We can't call it by its name. And even crazier, I was out in Vegas last year, the huge convention, which we'll be back in again this year, MJ BizCon, almost a million square feet of cannabis-related products in a fully legalized state. And then literally Delta 8 is what they see as a threat to their legalized industry out there. So what made it so ridiculous is not only was it banned from the show we went to, which was the main reason why we were there, because it's the only product we can have in this state. It was so bad out there. They literally had the word Delta 8 on side of the buses and the signs outside covered up. You couldn't even have the word displayed. And they came in and raided before the show looking for a legal product that's legal in 50 states and came in and raided and, it, you know, took it. So this whole time, our whole lives, we've been told this plant was illegal because it is dangerous. We've been told that over and over, you know.
We've been lied to again.
Yeah, we're trying to keep you safe. As I get older and as I see it, not only did I know this for a long time, you're seeing it play out. It's obviously not about safety because there's no impact to safety. It's no one in history has died from this plant ever. And if anybody out there challenges that, send it to me. Never found one. Can't find one example. No one's ever died from this plant. But as you start legalizing,
but they get a lot healthier.
They get a lot healthier. And you know, it's funny. I get a lot of people come to me now. Hey, man, I gave up drinking and I gave up this and I gave up that and I started using your products and it's changed my life. And I'm like, duh. But it is amazing. And one person in particular, my wife listening back home, hello, Nikki, she has a bad reaction to THC. Usually it gives her paranoia. And
as it does a lot of people.
Yeah, it makes it very uncomfortable. It's not a comfortable space to be in.
No, it's not.
She started microdosing or using smaller amounts of Delta 8 products, and it's really just kind of changed her life. She loves it. You know, it's... She said, she asked me, she was like, how do you ever get upset when you take these things? But it's, you know, right. But, you know, it's her as well as some other friends have tried this, being moms and navigating this crazy world and trying to stay ahead of depression and
anxiety.
Mental health, anxiety.
Anxiety is a major issue in our culture right now.
Correct.
This fear is really And you know,
and it's hard not to let it.
We're
get
talking.
To you.
We're talking. Me too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you too. Yeah. We're all going through. Yeah, it's a buzzword now. It's called mass psychosis.
Right.
And it's a fact. And you know, just I'm witnessing it, and I'm not a dummy.
Right.
So, but I mean, this, how know, do we cope? Well, Delta 8.
Right.
Talk about Delta 8 a little bit. Matter of fact, we got a text.
Sure.
From one of our listeners. What's says, that? "Tell yeah. Mike talk about Delta 8."
Let's talk about it. So. Delta 8, we have cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. There's between, I think, 114 known cannabinoids.
And they're all beneficial to health and wellness.
Correct.
Just different aspects.
Correct. And throughout history of cannabis since 1937 Stamped Act, when it was first prohibition started, everybody grew this plant to get high. That was the main source of getting high. Even back then, I think it was about as strong as a Lucky Strike cigarette in the beginning. I mean, it was very little THC content. But, you know, it was easily grown, and a lot of people grew it to get high. And over the years, through botany and genetics and everything else, they increased that threshold of Delta-9 THC to make it more and more because people want to get high. Well, full circle out west to where they've now been legalized almost a couple decades and things, it's gone completely full circle where people realize, hey, this thing does way more than just get you high. Well, whenever hemp was legalized and the prohibition was ended with hemp, the only thing the government cared about is like, we don't care. The only thing that gets you high in this plant is Delta 9. That can't exceed 0.03. A lot of people out there smarter than myself and smarter than the government said, okay, great. There's all these other cannabinoids you're not thinking about, but we're going to go with it. So Delta 8 is very similar to Delta 9. It's one molecule off, and there's other ones. There's Delta 10, there's Delta 11, and they're all different cannabinoids that do have some levels of psychoactive effect. So Delta 8 normally in cannabis is only found in small amounts, very small parts. However, when you take CBD and you put it through a certain process, a very safe process if done correctly, it turns it into Delta 8 THC. So, you know, everybody's kind of doubted it and everything else, but even the major cannabis brands in this country have now gotten into it and seen huge success. And even for those who have traditionally grew up trying the illegal version or Delta 9 or the plant that's high in Delta 9 have even kind of switched to this Delta 8. They call it a functional high or buzz, if you will. And from what I tell them, from our customers and everybody uses it, it doesn't come with the paranoia that a lot of times Delta 9 can cause. And we've even figured out that it's more a terpene interaction than the cannabinoid or interaction. We can get into all of that. But limonene, when you take it, gives you a racing energetic effect. And a lot of times that can cause the paranoia and things. But Delta 8 is cannabis light, weed light, if you will. It's going to give you a nice effect, a nice buzz, but it's not going to
make you paranoid
and it doesn't
lose your tools.
Right. And I think it's a little more functional where you don't feel as stony or out of it. But let me tell you, the people that have access to everything they could get, both illegal or legal, a lot of them have come over to this Delta 8 product because they say, hey, I could do it throughout the day and I'm just fine. It just helps keep me calm and relaxed and focused. And it's a great alternative to the Xanax I was taking or the Adderall I was taking.
Thank you.
And we've also
we've talked about ADHD and cannabis and the effects of thereof. And I am walking living proof. Right. It really works.
It does. And you know, it's, and even myself, I came up in a lot of industries and things where I could not smoke or use throughout the day. And really, I spent the whole day kind of not feeling well or in a bad mood or whatever and looking forward to get home. But now I could do this throughout the day. It helps me. It's amazing.
Well, I've had problems with sleeping.
Sure.
And people have told me about Delta 8 plus CBN.
Correct.
What can you tell me about CBN?
So CBN is another cannabinoid, and forgive me for not fully knowing the name, but we call it CBN or CB night night. You know, and CBN is another cannabinoid, and it is great for rest, especially for those that are sensitive to melatonin and things like that. Because we do have gummies that have melatonin, but a lot of people have adverse effects from melatonin. Either it makes them wired or it makes them groggy for 2 days.
It's so, called chemistry, folks.
Right.
This is all about chemistry, but what you have in a cannabis plant. It's 100% God-given ingredients grown
right
in this here earth, in dirt. It's right. As natural. Now, in the late 90s, they started in the late 90s, they really started doing the research into this plant in a very, very big way. And here we are today. Here we are today, some, 20 plus years later. And they didn't even start till the late 90s because you couldn't touch the plant.
Right.
It was a Schedule One narcotic. Still is.
Yeah, they just.
That's a crazy thing right
there.
Literally
just last week, the government started allowing other people to grow for research. Literally last week was the first time in history that they allowed other people besides themselves
they
to grow.
Allowed.
Correct. Right. So, but, it's absolutely maddening. And you can go through the entire history and show that it's political that it's been kept from us. But this heals us. We literally have what's called, and you alluded to it, the endocannabinoid system in our bodies. We talk about it on the show all the time. We didn't discover that until 1997.
That's when it all started. Really?
Right.
That's when it started accelerating.
And when we realized our body not only likes these products, we have endocannabinoid receptors. We have receptors that receive.
We're mammals. All mammals have it.
Right. And when our bodies receive it, we keep it in our system for 30 days. That's why any other drugs are out of your system in 2 days. You can take a drug test of any hard drug. Prescription drug out there, two days, take a test, is no longer in your system. Cannabis is in there 30 days. It's stored in your fat cells. Your body purposely holds on to these cannabinoids for its healing, and it's called homeostasis.
It's balancing it's homeostasis. You just said it.
It balances your own system. It helps your body combat inflammation, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep issues, libido issues, all kind of things. Literally, it teaches your body to heal itself. And I get worried sometimes getting into space because it starts sounding like snake oil. But when you literally realize what this plant does, and honestly, myself, I felt like, is this a bit of a placebo effect? I wonder, does this work for me or whatever? But when you hear the testimony and see the people that come in and tell you their stories of, I was on 14 medications, this many medications, couldn't sleep ever, blah, 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 you name it. And this, your product, insert product here, has changed my life. And that's, I hear it every day, man. And myself, I've been traveling a lot lately, been off schedule. I stopped taking my sublingual oil. I start feeling aches and pains.
Don't you? It's amazing, isn't it?
I start having issues with sleep again.
Yeah, because you're off balance.
Yep.
And you forget to do it. Here the past 2 weeks, I'll tell you this.
Sure.
And I really stood fast with my supplements and CBD oil twice a day the past 3 weeks, actually.
Right.
Amazing.
Changes everything.
Amazing.
I was the biggest skeptic, too.
Better?
Right. None of these listeners know me. I was, I used cannabis my whole life. And I was like, look, I smoked it to get high. And I said, if it was going to do these things, it would have done it. And when I started the regimen of CBD, it blew my mind. My knee pain from being overweight and playing sports, my feet pain, all of it went away. Sleep better than ever, and as I take it, it's incredible. And my mom, too, when we stop taking it is when you realize just how much it's doing for you. But, again, don't believe me. Come in my store. Leave your wallet in the car. Come in. We'll give you samples to try. We'll send you home to try it. We'll do it. And then we even have an amazing program coming up, too. We're in the infant stages of it. Unfortunately, we didn't think of the technology. It's done through the University of Michigan, but there's a swab program that we're going to start doing where you can swab your mouth, do DNA testing, and it literally tells you what cannabinoids work best for your body.
Balance.
So I'm taking the test myself next week. We're going to film it and everything, and it's something we're going to start offering through our stores. And not only that, we're going to have medical professionals that can write recommendations for your cannabis card. It doesn't make it legal for you in the state, but it is reciprocated in states that have a legal medical program. So we'll be implementing that really soon. We're advocates first and foremost. We're believers in this plant, but obviously we're in the business, but we're trying to bring as much as we can to the city and to the state with legitimacy. We're trying to earn your business. We like the money, but an educated customer and a customer that comes in and feels the difference and sees the difference without spending a penny is a customer for life. And that's what we'll do. Yeah. We'll come in, try a sample, come by and see us. Come get people all the time that I know, hey, just send me what I need. And I say, you know what? No, come in the store. Let my staff tell you why you need it and explain to you how to use it, and you're going to have greater success. And that's what I ask most people. If you can't make it in, There's pretty good descriptions there on our website. Moving forward, there'll start being videos to describe everything and how to use it. But come in our store. We're at 2419 Central Avenue right there in Charlotte, right outside of the city. And we also have a brand new location that's doing very, very well in Concord, 119 Country Club Drive Northeast.
It's right across from the theater at the mall there.
The old mall there. And we're revitalizing that area. It's, you know, business. I had a set goal for what I'd like to do daily and monthly, and we've doubled that. And, you know, in an industry that's ultimately flooded and you're starting to see everybody and their brothers carrying these Delta 8 products, I tell people before, you don't buy your CBD at a gas station, don't buy your Delta 8 at a gas station. Not to say that there's not great products there, but they're not going to go through and put forth the efforts we do of having things tested to vet them out, to get the feedback from our customers. Look, if any of the products we carry, if they change the formulation or the test, our customers let us know within days, moments, you know, immediately. So we do a lot of testing, a lot of research to make sure we have the right things in that store.
Now, not trying to get, like, I'm not trying to attack other smoke shops, but, sure, like, you know, ones that just sell, like, cigarettes and cigars, but yep, they say we sell CBD.
Right.
You should be skeptical about those too, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And we are 100% and we're always 100% be completely tobacco-free store. You know, it's, we don't believe in it. We don't smoke to get high, not to die, is what we like to say. But, you know, no tobacco products in our store. And yeah, we do venture out. We have other products. We got Kratom. You know, we have products that we sell for,
pets.
And we also have, coming up on Valentine's Day, we have, you know, sexual health products as well. We have great lubricants and things. We have suppositories for menstrual cramps. We also have all natural supplement for erectile dysfunction that is incredible. It's one of our number one selling products. It's now.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
you guys out there, I'm telling you, all natural
works.
100 completely. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It works.
Yep. We have, it's now a Crown Town product. It's called Hard with a big D, but you just look.
Oh,
on
you've
our
got
website.
Your own brand.
Got
now.
Our own brand now. That's hard. Awesome. Yep. If you look it up, Hard. That's it. CrowntownCannabis.com. Look it up. It's called Hard. But it's great. It's a great supplement for both male and female. Ultimately, it causes engorgement in the right areas. And
right.
The same way it makes your eyes red and puffy and things. But cannabis is great too. There's, you know, lubricants and things that that have cannabinoids in them, and the same thing, it causes, you know, sensitivity and,
sure,
and all kind of things. So, but yeah, it's we're not just a plant. We're, you know, we're venturing out. We have many products, holistic natural products, yep, and
we're teaming up with Benton Integrative Medicine this year.
Yep.
Cammie.
Yep.
She's a big advocate of CBD and proponent. Matter of fact, she's on a trip right now, and she'll share her trip when she gets back, you know, with natural, holistic, you know, herbs and things. And, you know, it's a plant. Before 1900, and I've said this many times, before the 1900s, the number one analgesic medical help plant was a plant, and it was called cannabis.
Right.
And when the turn of the century came, 1900 hit, and aspirin hit the scene, well, big business took over. And here in 1937, they took it away, a plant. It'd be like saying you can't grow tomatoes anymore.
Right.
You can't grow that tomato. Why? It's illegal. Why?
Right.
You know, well, it is. You know, and you can't have the seeds.
Right.
You know, I'm serious now. If you put things in perspective, you got to ask yourself, why in the world was a plant made illegal? Well, does it make sense
Vanderbilt
to you?
Because Rockefellers, and you start getting their answers.
Exactly, Rockefellers, Vanderbilts, all the, you know.
You know, it's the same thing we're facing right now. Would I love to be able to synthesize these products and have a monopoly on it? Absolutely. When you got everybody and their brothers popping up, I think right on Central Avenue, where our Central Avenue store, I think there's 22 or 23 stores now that carry cannabis and Delta 8 products. When we started, obviously, we were one.
Wow.
You know, so I would love to be able to create that monopoly, but that is exactly what pharma does. They go out, they find these plants in the wild, through, you know, ancient tribes, ancient cultures, or whatever. And they go, well, how do you heal these things? Well, you know, I take this herb or whatever. And they bring it in a lab, and they figure out.
Synthesize it.
And patent it. They make it an appeal. They patent it. And now you can't have it in that form unless you go through pharma, because you don't have a multi-trillion-dollar lab and research and everything else. So there's nothing different from cannabis. They've tried with Marinol and all these other synthetic versions, even spice and all these other things for cannabis, and they've had horrible side effects. They've caused death. They've caused psychosis and all kind of things. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why are you trying to correct what nature already perfected? And you know, this goes back from the very early parts of our time.
Thousands of years.
Yeah. So, you know, it's there's no secret anymore. It's 2022. Why are we still fighting this? Why is it still illegal? It's killed no people. Our bodies need it. It's proven that. It holds on to it, and it's helping people across the world. And you got to ask yourself, now why? You know what I mean? And not to get into the political parts of it, but when all of a sudden, you know, they tell us we still need more research, and that's why it hasn't been legalized, but yet you can get a vaccine passed within a few months. Something's not right there. And you got to ask yourself why. You know, if and even in the research of this vaccine, people died. Nobody died still with cannabis. So
40-something thousand have 40, died.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So
I'm on it daily, folks.
Right.
We're going to take a break.
Yes, sir.
We're up against the clock here, so we're going to take a break. Mike Sims, Crown Town Cannabis is in the house, bringing you up to date on what's new. This we move into this new year of 2022. Just want to make you aware of health benefits, and it's amazing how people are waking up to the benefits of CBD oil, cannabidiol, as well as Delta 8 products and others. We're changing. We're in a transition in a lot of different ways. Wake up!
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
Seven 8800. Any questions at all? This is not an infomercial, although it's full of information. I'm very fortunate to have Crown Town Cannabis on board as a sponsor of the show for health and wellness, and they're definitely a health and wellness category here on the program because of the effects and the benefits from this plant CBD oil. And let me give you my version, okay, as a 70-year-old man, taking a CBD oil now for, I don't know, for 3-4 years, and how effective it truly is to health and wellness and the way you feel, you know. But a lot of people are apprehensive. I get that. I really do. I understand, as you should be. But you, well, hell, you should be about everything else that's going on in your life right now.
Or in your body.
But in your body. Well, I'm telling you, this is a natural, wonderful product. You could call it a supplement. okay? CBD oil. Don't overthink it. It's really simple. It's cannabidiol is the name of the chemical. And if you get a bottle of it, you can buy it as cheap as $25, $30 a bottle. I use Green Serene Lemon. That's what I use, the Green Serene brand. They carry it. Yep. And it's like, I don't know, $20, $30, something like that. And it, you just take a tincture, you know, a little eyedropper thing, and put it under your tongue. And you put one vial, you know, one squeeze under your tongue in the morning and maybe one in the evening. And maybe some of you don't need, but once a day.
Right.
We're all different. We're all chemicals, okay?
Right.
It's minerals, chemicals, chemistry, science. It works. It takes away your ailments, your aches, your pains, make you clear head.
Yep.
It's working with your body for balance. You have an endocannabinoid system. It works. This is fact. It's not. Right. It's a reality.
Right.
Take advantage of a natural, wonderful, beneficial product.
Yep. And your endocannabinoid system, to some people, has been described as unique as your thumbprint. You know, so what works for me is not going to, I mean, everything works.
That's,
you know,
just like pharmaceuticals,
right,
for that matter.
Right. And the dosages and when to take it and how much to take it is going to be depending on you, your body structure, what you've eaten that day, how much you weigh, you know, so many factors. But ultimately, a continuation and a consistency of taking it is going to lead to amazing results. And you'll start to see it over and over again. But, you know, he is absolutely right. You know, a full spectrum extract of the plant with nothing else done to it except just extracted and then absorbed underneath your tongue and your sublingual glands is the best, most effective way, safest way to take these products. If the products you're taking are tested. Again, we have everything continuously tested for not
G2 only, technology
G2,
still.
Yep. And not only just for content of THC and all that to make sure there's no microbials, no mold and
purity,
mildew.
Just purity.
Right, yeah, no toxins. So, because if you absorb things, it's not only going to not make you feel better, it's going to make you feel worse. It's going to make you sick. If, go for it.
So I have ADHD like Ray does.
Right.
Well, mine's under control. I'm right. Old enough to where I've right. Okay. I've matured through right. It.
Well, so the one thing I've always had an issue with is focusing, and lately it's been like a caffeine kind of thing, energy.
Sure.
Like, you know,
sure.
Like, because we always want caffeine. We want right. Something.
You just want to fill up and
yeah.
Energetic.
Right. Yeah. I have recently got off of Red Bull. It's been right. A month now. I feel great,
yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
Without it. But I still feel a little bit of drop in energy.
Yes.
Is there any type of products
there is.
For that?
Yeah. And, you know, it's we have some products in the store. It's something new we're all learning as well. But THCV, as in Victor. THCV is...
There's another one?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, the longer we go, the more research
right.
They do.
114 cannabinoids.
Yeah, they're figuring out how these are effective.
And like you said, Ray, we're just now being able to test to see what these things
exactly.
Do.
Yeah, exactly.
THCV, we have it in a tincture form as well as gummy form. And it is... people call it the Adderall of cannabis. It is for focus. It is for energy. And it's also great for appetite suppression. So,
I've heard of that one right? For the appetite.
Right.
I didn't know it helped energy.
Yep, THCV. And again, that with a combination of some of the upper terpenes, like we said, limonene and some other ones, are going to give you that natural energy. Like, and also Delta 10 THC also reacts like a sativa. Sativas give you energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Indicas give you that lethargic melt into the couch feeling and hybrid somewhere in between, where Delta 8 reacts kind of like an indica, where it makes you a little sleepy and lethargic, where mm-hmm. Delta 10 is that uppity, euphoric, energetic feeling. And then, but THCV, and we are at the very cusp of that. I was actually watching a show the other day. They were in most remote parts of Africa to find this natural growing sativa strain called African sativa. They call it another name, but you know, literally they're called seed hunters. There's clone hunters. There's people that go around the world finding these plants that are naturally grown, because just like tomatoes and everything else,
they're growing.
The people are GMOing cannabis.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are stuck to the heirloom parts of the plant where they want it in this, you know, OG, original, purest form. And
right.
through botany and everything, we've come up with some great versions or strains of this plant. But ultimately, to get it back to its most proper healing part, I think we have to go as natural as possible before it was altered in any kind of way.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people are doing now, is trying to search for the original strains, because over time, you know, some things get better, some things get worse, but it's strain specific. If you can go somewhere where there's, you know, legalized states, even in our stores, we have different strains. And what that means is there's different compounds of cannabinoids and terpenes that are regulated through botany and genetic testing and genetic meshing and all kind of things. This is one of the few plants in nature that still has a male and a female. They reproduce just like us humans do. The parallels are uncanny, but you know, these plants reproduce. You have a male and a female plant that produce, and females give the buds, males give the seeds. So with all that, that's how they crossbreed these plants, and they increase other cannabinoids or decrease them. But there's some amazing ones out there. We got ones in the store. If you come in, we have a list right there on our TVs, or our bud tenders can explain to you the differences and what some of them do to you and the effects of them, because some are going to make you tired. Some are going to make you energetic. Some are just going to chill you out. So now, know your products.
And it's by no means our intent here to confuse the hell out of you.
There's a lot. I try to keep it simple.
But this is called research and right. evolution of a natural plant and how it affects human health.
Sure.
And wellness.
And it compared to something we do know post-prohibition, like cannabis or alcohol, the way I see it is like when you start drinking in middle school or whenever high school people start drinking, you start off with your Boone Farm and your Mad Dogs and your Pabst Blue Ribbon. But as you refine your knowledge of alcohol and your taste change, you realize that there are finer alcohols, that more love and attention and everything goes in, and your taste change. And the same thing with cannabis. Although I hate alcohol, it destroys, but cannabis builds. But as you learn more about cannabis, you realize what makes it work, and you start realizing what works best for you. And I think there's no different for this industry than what we've seen in alcohol industry. But it's all progression. You know, get your little toe in the door. Like I said, come in the store. By the way, Ray, for all your listeners out there, long overdue, anybody listening right now moving forward, if you type in the code at checkout, or the three little letters, AYH, or About Your House, AYH on our website at checkout will give you 15% off of all products online. So whether you go to CLTCBD.com or CrownTownCannabis.com, it's going to take you to the same place. If you go to any of my stores, tell them as well. Tell them Ray Terry sent me, or say I'm here About Your House, or simple AYH will get you 15% off. But again, come in without your wallet. Leave it in the car. Come in, hear the spiel. I think my father-in-law is over there working today at Central John, and my cousin Carrie's over in Concord. It's a family affair. Come in and tell Mike sent you. Come try some products, man. We'll send you some samples. We're not going to give you a Delta 8 sample to take there in the store, but we will send you home with one. You know, I do tell people, fly responsibly, if you will. Don't take these products and then jump in your car. Sit at home and see how it's going to affect you and how you feel before you jump behind the wheel of a motor vehicle.
Folks, I have to be blunt. I know there's some miraculous drugs, pharmaceutical drugs out there. I do. I know they're miraculous. But I also know that 90% of them suck.
Yes.
They're blowing your kidneys out, and they're blowing your livers out. This not only doesn't affect your liver, it heals your liver. It heals your kidneys. It is a very beneficial plant that will actually heal your body.
Right.
And that is a fact. I'm just telling you because I love you.
And I'm telling you, too, the biggest thing I hear from people is, I tried it. It didn't do anything for me. And I said, well, tell me more about it. I took it one time. I didn't feel anything.
They're looking for, if you're looking for an effect, stop it.
Delta 8 and Delta 9, all that, it's going to give you a feel real quick. You're going to get that. But CBD and just a CBD extract or oil, you're not going to get a feeling from it unless you're highly sensitive. What you will notice is the things you stop feeling, like pain and anxiety and issues like that. But number one, to see the effects, you have to take it. And you have to take it regularly. It is a vitamin. It is not like an effect where you, oh, I take it, I immediately feel it. It's going to take some time, and over time you're going to see greater and greater benefits and effects.
And everyone is different.
Right. Everyone is different. And the biggest question I get too, is this safe for kids? The children and adolescent teens make up probably one of our biggest demographics right now on what we, you know, our customers, because school's hard enough, man, but now you got cell phones and internet and bullies and all kind of stuff, and now you got kids that normally had social interactions and playtime and everything in school have been locked up in their house and learning by computer screen. So now you got this huge influx of anxiety. You know, teen suicide is very...
Never been higher.
Never been higher.
Suicide rate between 16 and 40.
I'm going to tell you right now,
40?
These products are safe. Are they safe for your kids? Absolutely. If you're not sure, get something with no THC or little THC and work your way up to something else. But this is a great alternative. It's great for mental health. It's great to give some anxiety relief. It's non-habit forming, and it's not going to cause... an addiction, like I think Adderall and things we've seen do it. Adderall is literally one molecule off from methamphetamines. And we're giving that to children.
Horrible.
Right. So, you know, ask your doctor. A lot of doctors have come around. Can I do this? Is this safe? And I think you'd be surprised at the answer. You're going to get a lot of different answer now than you probably would have got 3, 4, 5 years ago. But, you know, be open and honest. But come see us. Come check it out.
You're not going anywhere. Yeah. Sit still. You in a hurry?
No.
You know?
Never.
Well, good. We got to take a top of our break. Just sit still.
Yes, sir.
704-227-8800.
Right.
You're listening to About Your House. Mike Sims in the house. Steve Helms in the house. Emma Helms is in the house.
He brought the boss lady.
Brought the daughter today.
Yep.
Exciting next hour. Come on back. We'll talk more with Mike, Steve Helms, and Emma even. So come on back. We'll be here.
Awesome.
More About Your House.
Thank you.
Well, might as well get this day underway. Let's face it, this honey-do list ain't gonna do itself. Of course, I could use a little help. Ah, there we go. All the help I need. It's About Your House.
Oh, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions. A licensed contractor in North and South Carolina, servicing both residential and commercial with 7 offices. A trusted and professional foundation solution since 2002. If you have a problem, we have a solution. Call toll-free 877-770-7050 or online, CarolinaFoundationSolutions.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Your mic's not on.
There we go.
We all on now.
Yes.
All right. Mike Sims still in the house, and I wanted to get off that a minute ago. You bought a new house last year.
I did, man. I was actually just looking 1 year today.
I know. I thought of that coming up here. You know, you moved in your house at Christmas a year ago.
Yep.
How's the last year in a new house gone?
Oh, man.
I know
that. You know how homeownership is. You've created a whole life and show around it, man. It's a gift and a curse. I literally am still trying to get the builder to complete some things.
Well, that's why I was just
later.
Curious. Yeah. I was going to say, have they finished it yet?
we're about 96%. There's some things they still owe me. They keep blaming the weather for some outdoor structural or painting things they need to fix. But
sure.
Everybody warned me, do not close until it's finished. And I didn't have a choice. I've been over at Barrow, if you will. So we had to close. And if anybody's ever told you that, there's no better advice. Do not close until everything's finished, because once they got that money in their hand, they could care less about you. And
sure is a great incentive to keep their money. And then when they're done, sure. Then say, okay.
And, you know, I went through a builder. I built my house for the first time, and there's issues that come up over a year, obviously. But it took me over a year to get them to finish what should have been completed from the beginning. So, you know, we're coming to the end of that. There's about a few more things that needs to be done, but I love it up there. My home value has almost doubled since I've closed in a year. I think
in 1 year.
In 1 year. I'm in Sherrill's Ford. You know, that's north Lake Norman area. It takes forever to get there. Highway 150 is a nightmare. But once you get there, it's a beautiful, quaint part of the world where still hasn't quite developed like the areas around Lake Norman. And it's still nice and quiet, and it's got a nice family feel to it. But I love it up there. Couldn't be happy.
You don't leave the house much, do you? Once you get there, you right? don't leave it much.
Yeah, there's not – you know, we don't have DoorDash up there. We don't have anything like that. We literally got one Pizza Hut that delivers to us. And I ordered the other day, an hour and a half in. We're waiting for the kids' food and everything. And I look down and – I call them, and they're like, yeah, we don't have a driver. We couldn't find a way to call you back somehow. But so, yeah, so, like, the only one option we have is not even really an option. But, and it's such a small town still, the restaurants kind of take turns being open on certain days so they don't take from each other's business. So, yeah, it's really crazy. But it's not going to last long, man. Development's happening all around us. The word's out. The secret's out. Everything else is so crowded around the lake.
Right.
You know, but I think I love it up there, man. I'm in Catawba County. I'm out of Mecklenburg County, first time in 41 years, and taxes are different. Life's different. I forget how simple things are when I go to do things. I'm like, well, they're like, oh, just do this right now. I'll do it for you. And I'm like, what? There's not 20 forms and wait and, you know, but it's cool. It's cool to grow with a state or city or county or whatever. My daughters seem to love it up there. My wife loves it. You know, my neighbors are great. I think a few of them are listening right now.
Awesome.
So, but yeah, it's I love it up there.
Charlotte, I hadn't even been to visit you. I got to
come up and see us, man.
Your kids are growing like crazy.
And those for, you know, if you guys are ever bored and ride up, go ride up through that part of the country, you know. Go up to exit 36-150 and head left and head out that towards Hickory area. There's an old mill up there. There's a lot of old historical spots. Really cool part. But, you know, I tell people, purchase your home, man. I got a lot of staff and everything. I'm trying to figure out programs to educate them. A lot of people wonder if they can do this whole home ownership things. Trust me, you can. And it's probably a lot easier than you think. And these prices aren't getting any cheaper. So if you're renting, most likely you're paying, you know, 20, 30, 40% more than what the mortgage is on that place anyway. So home ownership is humbling, but it's worth it. And
I think in Charlotte rents up what, 17%?
17%.
17%.
Zillow says we're looking at a 20% increase probably this coming year in rent. That we got a housing crisis in this city, like most cities around the country, and affordable housing.
Affordable housing.
People get priced out.
Right.
Yeah. Charlotte is, the values are just skyrocketing.
Right.
And they're not going to get any cheaper.
A home should not double in value in a year.
And no, it's out of control.
It's tempting to sell it or whatever, but everything else around this.
No, you can't turn it back over. Right. Yeah, but you can't sell it and go find what you have.
Right.
It would cost you double again.
Right.
So you're not ahead, really.
Right. And it's, you know, but it's awesome. You know, you build equity, and the value of fixing up your home sticks with it. And making upgrades like an all-metal dryer vent or something cool. Like, you know, it's awesome to put that money in and see it back. Where I see a lot of people that are renting put money in these houses, and the homeowners thank you, but you're not going to see a return on that. So, you know, home ownership still where it's at. It still makes sense, I think.
Hey, a lot of the guys that rent, though, they're saying, well, if I can rent this place long-term,
sure.
If you want to let me pay a little money, and I'll help you fix it up because I'm going to be here for a while.
Right.
I don't know. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, you can do that if you've got a good landlord.
If you've got a good tenant,
A good, you know.
But if you've got a good match.
Yep. But, yeah, you know, it's 1 year to the day, and we love it. It's not going to be our forever home. We want to be lakefront. That's where we're a lakefront community now, but we want to live lakefront. But, you know, it's great. I love Lake Norman. If we quit polluting it, it's a great place to live. So,
got to quit polluting everything.
Everything. Hey, I was watching something the other day. I know I get all the way into whole microplastics and plastics, man. And that's something we're trying to get more conscious of as our company, too, is go with more biodegradable options or earth-friendly options. But, man, they're very, very expensive. They're hard to come by, and it's all on purpose because plastics are made from petroleum. And as we're making the switch to more renewable energy, people, you know, are waking up. And, you know, there's plastics literally found on every part of this earth now, and we got to do better, and we're trying to do better as a company. And also, if you bring in any of your packaging to our company,
we do
a recycling program in our stores. We encourage people to bring back not only the packages you buy from us to recycle, but package you buy other places. And when we do that, we give you a 10% discount. So
you want your tincture bottles back?
We want it all back, man. We want to recycle as much as we can.
I save all my bottles.
What's up?
Yeah, we would love to see ourselves get to a carbon neutral or carbon negative as a company, but it's challenging. Packaging is very expensive, and it's hard to come by, especially most of it coming from overseas. As we know, it's a nightmare getting products in our ports right now. And
right.
It's no different for us, you know, but everything besides packaging is U.S. manufactured, made, and we're trying to get more packaging manufacturers that we can source from in the U.S., but they're really hard to come by. And when they are, they're like triple and quadruple the price of most companies when you buy American made. But that's something we do pride ourselves on. Everything that is consumable is grown and made within the United States of America. So,
awesome.
Yes, sir.
And folks, we're Facebook Live right now, too. We are streaming live, and we're going to be doing it from time to time. A lot this year, as a matter of fact. Here, give us a couple weeks, and we'll be on StreamYard, and we'll be on different platforms as we grow through the year. It's good to see everybody. I hope you're having a good day. Mike Sims, Crowntown Cannabis is in the house. Steve Helms stepped out a minute. He'll be back. We'll talk dry vents. But one more as we say goodbye to Mike here. Three stores right now currently. Any possibilities of more stores?
Oh, yeah. We got more stores coming for sure. We're now franchising. We got about 6 new stores in the works. People are trying to get through all that processing. Also have vending machines, Crowntown Cannabis vending machines that are getting placed. So if anyone has a place that they're interested in putting one of these machines, we're offering it to store owners and restaurant owners and all kind of things where we'll come place it in your establishment. We'll service it. We'll fill it up and everything. The only thing you do is collect a check every month. So we have cannabis vending machines, and that's hitting the Charlotte area very soon. We'll be placing our first 2 in Cornelius, North Carolina, probably next week at Tropicana Sports Bar and Grill, as well as Jack's Grill up in Cornelius as well. So, you know, we're just expanding everywhere. If you got space for a vending machine, if you got some counter space, if you're wanting to open the store, hit us up. I'm Mike at crowntowncannabis.com, or you can hit us at crowntowncannabis.com and any of the information on there, or cltcbd.com. Get in touch with me. If you're interested in a franchise, interested in products, if you have a CBD store, we have a distribution company right here in Charlotte called The Plug. We can help help you start your own business. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Crowntown Cannabis. We can get you started in your business or supply any products you want. And, you know, we're smart enough to know we're good, but we're not the best at everything. So we source what we think is the best products from around the U.S. and not necessarily just ours, because we think our products are great, but we think there's many other companies out there that have great products too. So we're not biased to just one. We're biased to the best, and that's what we do. We bring you the best cannabis products we can bring, and we fight for more and more legalization every day. But
and true competition is good for all.
Absolutely.
It's good for all.
Absolutely.
We got a caller, Brother Ned from up in Lincolnton area. Hey, Ned, good morning to you, sir.
Good frosty morning to you, Ray. Enjoying the show. I feel like I'm learning a lot.
Thank you.
I feel obligated. As long as this show is on the air, whenever they tell us there's going to be like something on the ground and people may throw the the salt, the chloride stuff on the concrete in the driveway.
Yes.
Make sure when everything dries up, I know it's going to cost you, you're going to have to pay for the water. Get out there with your garden hose and squirt that stuff off of your concrete. Don't leave that salt on your concrete, or one of these days you're going to think you've been at the beach and got sunburned the way that top layer is going to peel off. I think you can back me up on that.
Oh, absolutely. Sodium chloride's terrible for concrete. Terrible. Good point.
And your guest, I would share with him, good for you. I was in Charlotte as a child from 63 until early in 2006. Got out to West Lincoln. Culture shock for a while, my friend. But didn't know how I was going to do without my hockey games down there with the Charlotte Checkers. But I'll tell you once you get used to the peace and the calm, my friend, you have made a wonderful decision, and I hope you and your family continue to enjoy your life up there in Catawba County. But the only suggestion I'd make is, and maybe you've tried it, but you sounds like you take 77 north up to 36 and run across maybe Highway 16. I'm just saying, for an option, once you get past the river and you get through those red lights out in that Shuffle Town, whatever they call that community now, Mountain Island, you're rolling on almost an interstate, brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I take that way often, too. But my daughters, they go to – they're still in the daycare in Huntersville. So
okay.
Unfortunately,
I hear you.
Yeah, so yeah, if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for that speed pass lane, I don't think I'd even try it. But you're 100% correct. At least for now, 16 and is a faster route. But, you know, Denver is slammed. And out there where you're at in Lincolnton, I think everybody's moving out there, too. So beautiful
sure
part of
the let me let you get – you don't know that I'll keep talking too much, so I'm going to hang up on myself and get back to listening to what you're talking about.
I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate what I'm learning
this morning, young man.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Awesome.
Bye.
And he's got a good point, man. That salt tears up everything. And, you know, if you're ever buying a car, people tell you to avoid them from the rust belt up north.
Oh,
and that's
yes.
why, because this stuff will tear up cars and roads.
Oh,
and
yeah, sodium chloride, salt,
it's like,
solution to brine.
It's not even that effective anyway.
Yeah, you're right. It's not even effective
But thank you for calling in, sir. I appreciate it. And you know, like Ray said, I'm going to be signing off here, but you know, I'll tell you guys again, it doesn't have to be my company. Come, if you're interested in these products, do your research. Find a company that goes the extra mile for testing and, you know, go out there and try it. Give them a try.
Have you seen Benchmark's new line?
I've seen parts of it, not all of it.
So they hadn't rolled it out yet?
From what I know, some of it. They're doing a lot of incredible things. There are a lot of companies doing a lot of incredible things.
I know. And, yeah, it's moving. That's why we
where we're headed right now and where the market's headed is compounds. All these things we're talking about that's confusing everybody, all these Delta 9s, 10s, and all these, we're just starting to do compounds. We got new gummies that's coming out that's going to have Delta 8 and 9 in them. I got a new syrup coming out that it's like a cough syrup, but it's all natural. That has Delta 8, 9, and 10 in it. And I can tell you, in sampling this myself, almost ruined my wife's birthday. I had to sit in the parking lot for almost 2 hours to make sure I was okay so I could drive because I had been sampling that day. And it's very intense. And you could pick your experience, and we can teach you how. If you're just looking to get rid of some pain and anxiety with no psychosis or no psychoactive effect or no high, we can do that. If you want to be high as a kite and enjoy a concert or your evening at home, we can help with that too. And everything from erectile dysfunction to arthritic pain and neuropathy, and you name it, we got topicals, we got sublinguals, we got suppositories. If you can dream it, we have it, or we're coming out with it very soon.
Tell them locations.
2419 Central Avenue in Charlotte, North Carolina. We got 119 Country Club Drive Northeast in Concord, North Carolina. We're also at 610 Hardin Street in Columbia, South Carolina. Or you can find us at crowntowncannabis.com or cltcbd.com. Again, tell them about your house or AYH for 15% off your entire order.
There you go. Mike's out, and we're going to take a break here.
Thanks, everybody.
And we'll be back with Steve Helms switching seats here. And we're streaming online, folks, Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back. What a field day. I got Steve Helms in the house. All Metal Dryer Vent. You can say Al Metal, All Metal, whatever. And good morning, sir. Good
morning, sir.
Emma, good morning to you, my dear.
Good morning.
That's his daughter's in the house. And I've known this little girl since she was in diapers, I think, or shortly thereafter.
You've known her since right before she was born. Right after she was born.
Yeah, growing up looking like her mama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a carbon copy of Ann.
Wow. Not a bad gig, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good for you. You look like your mama, not your daddy. Mm-hmm. No, but that's cool. Thanks, Emma, for coming with your dad today. You've never been on the radio, have you?
Mm-hmm. When I was a lot younger, I came like once, but this is my first time, more mature and...
Yes, you are. What grade are you in?
Sixth.
Awesome. You're in middle school now.
Yes.
You went to go new school this year. Wow. How you like middle school?
I mean, a lot of people can be quite annoying, but I mean, majority, yeah, I like it. It's definitely right. A new change.
Do you like school?
No.
Okay, why? And you can tell me why. I mean, it's okay.
I mean, honestly...
Yep.
It takes time out of my sleep.
Whoa. No, that's okay. Great 12-year-old answer.
Well, it is.
Well, you might not like it, Dad, but she's pretty honest there.
It's not a bad 40-year-old answer. I mean,
well, I don't know.
Well, you know.
But anyway, well, it takes time out of your sleep.
Yeah.
If it was later in the day, it'd be okay.
No.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Nah, fun, school's not too fun. Let me ask you, do they show you, or I mean, you're in the sixth grade now. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a class with tools in it or constructive anything where you build something or work with something?
I mean, there is a elective that you can choose to do design and modeling and mm-hmm. like learn how to build robotics. Yeah, but okay. There's nothing like construction, like building a house or building a birdhouse or something like that.
Gotcha. No exposure to it. I hear you. Well, I always ask kids that question because I'm always curious, and as I've seen it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
it really doesn't, you know. But anyway, excuse me, what Mr. Helms here is the main man now with All Metal Dryer Vent. You started with me some 11, 12 years ago. I can't remember exactly when it all started, but I reached out to him on the show here with a guest one Saturday. I said, is there anybody out there that's interested in learning what I could teach them? And he sent me a resume mm-hmm. of you, and we talked, and he's been on board ever since. And here's another ADHD guy that's been on Adderall the whole nine yards, as we talked about last hour with Mike Sims, you know, and you're a testimonial to the effects of CBD oil and the cannabis plant as well,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, and how effective it can be for ADHD and whatever, right?
Sure, absolutely. I definitely, the CBD, I can definitely tell when I haven't been taking it, put it that way.
Right.
I definitely can.
But it's a great product. It's helped you.
It has, like I said, but I've honestly been off of, I need to get back on that regimen. Sitting here listening to Mike and on the way in listening to Mike, you know, especially talking about the joint aches and pains and stuff like that. That's the main place I can feel it.
Right.
For sure. For sure. Without, you know, climbing over top of dryers and
in crawl spaces, through in attics yeah.
and crawl spaces. It will wear on your knees, you know?
Right.
But
right.
I can't wear knee pads. I don't, they hurt the back of my knees.
Right.
So I don't know. Plus, I wear shorts the majority of the time. I've gotten better, though.
Well, no, you. Well, in the cold weather, you did because your legs get cold.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, tell folks what you do.
All right, Alamo
He's been on the show before.
Vent. It's a we're a full service dryer vent company. That's from cleaning to designing a new concept to rerouting a vent. You know, anything you can think of with your dryer vent. I'm not going to say I've done it, but I'm going to say I've done quite a bit of it. So in dryer vents, you know, anything really consisting with dryer vents, anything consisting with, say, bath fans.
Bath vent fans, yes.
Sure, bath fans. You know, kitchen venting. I like to say I want to do everything. I want to move all the air in your house except for your HVAC system. You know, if it's not HVAC, then it's for me.
Although the HVAC company is technically or liable or responsible in a building process for all venting, you know, be it bath vents, kitchen vents, and or dryer vents, there that fits into the HVAC category, no question about
that envelope
it.
For sure.
But, you know, they kind of hang with their – not that they don't do it. They do, but you can't – typically, you cannot call an HVAC company to come out and install a dryer vent for you. They don't want to do it. Or, you know, and if they do, they're – you know, they – it's not one of their
– it's not what they do. They don't retrofit, put it
exactly.
that way. They're there to install that when, you know, you have stud walls and stuff like that. They're not there to come back in, cut the drywall, cut the, you know, if they have to cut the bottom plate or the top plate or whatever it takes to run that vent. That's not what they're in for. And it's all the way around. You know, this is, there's a reason why I've been doing it so long, and it's because it's such a good niche for me anyway.
Since I started in 2000, it's amazing how many dryer vent companies have come on scene in Charlotte, and a few entrepreneurial spirit dudes are now cleaning dryer vents that said, "Oh, I can do that." And yes, you can.
Sure, you can. You as a homeowner can clean your dryer vent with the proper materials. It's just if you want to invest in those tools to get the proper materials, you know. And you talk about all the time. You don't put on. You don't, when you go to the box store, wherever you buy your tools, you don't buy cheap tools.
No, never. You should not buy
cheap
tools. You shouldn't.
Don't. Well, you can, but you're going to do it again. It's going to be a repetitive thing. But even with these at-home dryer vent cleaning kits and stuff like that, I mean, there's a reason why you can buy the kit for $17.99.
Yeah. We've retrieved quite a few through the years.
Right. And I could, with all the parts I've pulled out from those at-home kits, I could have a long run right now.
Yeah.
You know, 2-foot sections. I could string together quite a bit.
See, the problem with those units are you can't put them in reverse. The rod's unscrewed. Am I right?
You're exactly right. If you're going to use those, never hit reverse. They will not come apart at the drill connection where the drill meets the brush, the cable. It will come apart somewhere midway down the chain. The brush head will come off, and then you're in a much bigger situation.
Then you're going to call somebody to come retrieve that brush and parts that are stuck in the dryer vent.
Typically, we can get them out, but not every time.
Sometimes we have to do some invasive work, like cut a hole in the wall and find. I remember we had to cut a hole in the ceiling and go cut an elbow. We knew where it was, but we had to get to it. So,
biggest thing I'm seeing right now is, drive up any main thoroughfare or even the back roads right now. Look at the look at how many houses are going up everywhere, and they're going at such a fast pace and the workers are so stressed. The biggest thing I'm finding right now is screens in the roof dampers.
Yep.
Screens in the roof dampers. That same roof damper, you know, if you look on the top of your house, it's going to be a little rectangle, black, or sometimes it could be silver or whatever color they wanted to paint it. But it's got a flapper door in it. But when you buy those, they can be used for a dryer vent. They can be used, I mean, they can bath be used vent. For a bath fan. There's multiple applications. When you buy that damper, they all come with a screen. You keep the screen in every application except for a dryer vent because it snowballs. That lint that's pushed through that ductwork just gets to the top. If your dryer's pushing hard enough, it's going to push that residual lint all the way to the top, and that screen is going to catch. And slowly but surely, it's going to catch all that lint, and it's going to block all the airflow off. And that's when—
All the airflow.
All the airflow, 100% of the airflow.
And the water. You're pushing a gallon to a gallon and a half of water with every load of clothes you dry. That water moisture, you know, people ask us sometimes, where's the moisture come from? Duh, wet clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming out of steam, but once you get it far enough away from that heating source, steam turns back into water every time.
And then if it's going to the roof, it's going to run right back down that ductwork, moisture.
Guess what else it's going to do? All right, if you've got that screen in the roof damper, it's trapping all that moisture. It's also trapping all that lint and coating the side of the pipe. So when you dry a load of clothes, all that water is sticking to the side, is being absorbed by all the lint that's sticking to the side of the ductwork. That causes rust. So eventually, not only are you having trouble there, you're going to have to replace that entire duct system because of the rust and the air leakage.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike Sims.
Thank you, Mike Sims.
Take care.
We'll see you, brother.
Appreciate you. Love you. Take care of yourself. All right. Pardon me. I'm sorry.
No.
Saying goodbye.
I was just saying the screen in the roof damper is, okay, for example, I won't mention a name, but went to an appointment the other day. I wasn't told this on the phone. However, I got out there, and I like to, once I talk to people on the phone, I like to ask them, okay, why am I here? I know once I get face-to-face with them, I know we talked, I know I'm here to clean, but I want to know, why am I here? What's going on? She's doing her one load of clothes, five cycles.
Whoa.
Five cycles.
That's over 5 hours.
Electric
almost.
Dryer, 220 volts.
30 amp circuit.
5 hours.
A lot of money going to that electric meter.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of time. What else? I mean, what in the world? And I told right, when I was done, it? A screen in the damper. The vent itself, it was upstairs dryer. Now, it was really steep pitch, so I had to go in from the inside, but it went through a funky little space, right? So I had to do some getting, but I pulled it out, and her vent was less than 12 feet long, 5 hours long to dry one load of clothes.
Because of a screen left
because
in the damper.
Because of a screen in the damper left by the original roofing company that built the home, or that roofed the home to begin with.
Right.
Yeah. And it happens slowly but surely, but I'm guilty too. If something just incrementally changes over time, it's hard to notice it versus just one big catastrophic event that you know something went down. But, you know, guys, you should be done drying a load of clothes 50 minutes, I'd say, max.
Yep.
I mean, 50 minutes max. Sometimes shorter, you know, some homes, they literally, the way the homes used to be built, you know, we used to just put
go
the dryer
the
on
wall.
An exterior wall and we'd vent it out into the open. But not anymore. We had to get pretty and fancy, so we decided to put the laundry room in the center of the house and then figure out a way to vent it. And, 50 minutes max. And if you have flex hose either in the structure, in the crawl space, in the attic.
That slinky looking stuff.
That slinky silver or white. If it's white, you have a classic. But, you know, it's one thing, which I don't agree with it at all to have. I don't agree with any flex hose in the system whatsoever. I believe in my quick connect periscope and over. But worst case scenario, the flex hose behind the dryer connecting it to the vent, if it's formed right, if it's not smashed, crimped, or, you know, just the airflow, you know, 4 inches of airflow.
Restriction. Correct. No restriction.
Yeah, I was trying to find that word.
Yeah, I know.
You saw that. But no, that's not that big of a deal. However, if it's in the wall, if it's in the crawl space, if it's in the attic, it is a big deal. It is a big deal. And you're paying for it.
And
you're paying
bill.
For it one way or another. Mm-hmm. Right? You're going to pay for it one way or another. And if you're taking an hour and a half to dry a load of clothes, my cleaning, me coming out to even clean your dryer vent, if it is a full metal system, will pay for itself as well in your power bill.
Right. I mean, your home will be safer. There are over 20,000 dryer fires about every year in this country. They're not known exact because they don't exact report. In other words, doing reports on fires aren't exact always. They don't know the cause. But the point is, now I'm going to explain the science, basically, or why you have a fire from a dryer vent. One thing, your dryer is nothing more than a drum, a heat element, and a blower. Basically, that's it. Mm-hmm. And now, if it's just like a hair dryer. If you take a hair dryer and you turn it on high, and you know the hair dryers, you can see that element in, and it glows, it's red. Well, you put your hand over the end of it. What happens to that element? It gets hot because that air can't shed. That heat can't shed off of it and go out the end of it because you're blocking it, so it overheats. Your dryer's the same principle, totally mm-hmm. the same.
Mm-hmm.
If your air comes in, you're pushing roughly 150 to 200 CFM cubic feet of air per minute through your dryer. Now you've got to have that air intake. In other words, you can't put a dryer, should not put a clothes dryer in a sealed closet.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put that appliance in the closet and shut the door, where's the air coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you taking that intake air at? So you've got to feed a dryer with air because you're taking air and taking it out of the house.
And let me interrupt real quick. For all the all you guys living in these high-rises in downtown, you know, and you've got the stack machine and you've got 1-inch crack on each side of the unit, even at the top going across, and then you have that door you close to make it pretty. Don't, just like what Ray said, don't run that dryer with that door closed.
Nope, you've got to feed it with
air.
You
have to. It has to have air.
Now, and if you block that airflow, the dryer's going to overheat. Okay? And when I say block the airflow, I'm talking about lint. And now you have people say, well, I clean my lint filter every time. Doesn't matter. You get residual lint going through and beyond that lint filter. And it gets in the dryer vent, and it'll build up over time. And then it blocks airflow. Dryer overheats, ignites residual lint in the dryer. Poof.
Mm-hmm.
Dryer vent.
Yeah, it shoots
dryer
a spark.
Fire.
Yeah, it shoots a spark into the vent, and there you have it. Then you've got a long stretch, a big long run of flammable material that will all catch on fire, and it will start a fire all the way across your house, up the walls, across the attic, whatever.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, this is fact. I ain't trying to scare you. It's just a reality. So you need to know about these things. Dryer vents are out of sight, out of mind. Now, I've been doing it since the year 2000. I hired Steve or got with him about 12 years ago, and he's going to take this business over this year. This is the year of transfer. The old's going out, the new's coming in. But he's not new. He's been doing it for 12 years now. Are you going to do other things as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I was saying, any kind of venting, just not HVAC. So downdrafts, vent hoods, bath fans, dryer vents. But then also, you know, I also dabble in a little bit of handyman work as well. You know, just random odds and ends. You know, I don't pour concrete. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't re-roof.
You're not
going
to redo a driveway,
right? But you know, faucets and minor plumbing things and
minor
electrical and switches and ceiling fans or, you know, stuff like that. Just
basic handyman stuff.
Yeah.
So he's a good, you know, and I taught him a little bit through the years, I think.
Tiny bit.
You know, so you know, that's All Metal Dryer Vent. Their number is 704-846-8368 or Vent. And a few things I want to mention to you. If you don't know where your dryer vent...
Exactly what I was about to say. Yep.
Go ahead.
No. You.
Now, if you don't know where your dryer vent, exit the house. Frankly, you need to know what all those little hoods and vent caps are for on your house. Because mm-hmm. you've got bath vents. You've got a dryer vent. Some people have a hood vent.
A microwave vent.
A microwave, which is the same as a hood vent.
Yeah,
where are they exiting the house? Because so many times through the years, we ask that question. Do you know where it exits the house? What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean what I mean? It leaves the house. You know, it leaves the house, and it's got an exit port. So, you know where it's at. And frankly, you can turn your dryer on, turn the dryer on, go find it. And once you think you found it, air should be coming out of that hole or that flap or that damper. We call them dampers, you know, and it's something every homeowner needs to know. You know, if you don't, even if you're renting, you know, you're renting, you're living there, you're running that dryer. You need to know these things. You just need to know them. So if you don't, you might want to check it out. You might want to. And if you haven't cleaned your dryer vent, you lived in your house 5 more years, something you need to do is at least consider cleaning your dryer vent. And Steve here, excuse me, his daughter's sick. I apologize for that. But, you know, things happen. But he uses a rotary brush that goes and you snake through the whole vent, and then we blow it out thoroughly. There's some companies that literally suck it out. I don't like the vacuum cleaner method, but, hey, that's just me, you know. We don't use vacuum cleaners. And then people will ask us, too, do you have a velometer? What do you call that? An air? I've never needed one.
Mm-mm.
And why? Because I can feel it, you know. Yeah, and all dryers aren't created equal. Some blowers move more air than other dryers. So they vary.
Yeah, if I tell you it's pushing 125 CFM, or if I tell you it's pushing 126 CFM.
Or 150, or whatever.
Right. What does that matter? I don't like a vacuum. I like a rotary brush just because I know if I put a 4-inch rotary brush through there and a 4-inch duct system, I know I'm scrubbing the side of those pipes.
Right.
I can feel it. I can feel everything in it. I can feel if I go through a transition, an elbow, anything like that.
Right. Got it. And there you go, folks. We got to take a break here. We're up against the clock. Steve Helms, All Metal Dryer Vents in the house, talking dryer vents. We got to talk about it at least once, twice a year. Tune in. Out of sight. Out of mind. That's what dryer vents are. That's what clothes dryers are, except when you turn it on. And most people think just because you go turn it on, you hear a noise. Oh, it's working fine. Nope, not so. That's what we're here to talk to you about. We'll be right back with more about your house right back here at Fox Sports Charlotte. 94.7 FM. Stream us live online, foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. We'll be right back. Hang on with those food lumps.
You don't know how it feels.
back. Excuse us for that little dead air there. Sometimes we get a little glitch every now and then, but we're back. And we're off Facebook right now. So we'll get that refined and perfected, and we'll be up and running on different platforms. Tell your friends, your neighbors, best way to hear us really is streaming. And now that we're here, we can, streaming live video and audio, we can go out there and much broader audience.
Yeah, good new thing. Perspective.
There you go. Yeah. All right. What's the number one in the springtime? What's the number one issue you run across?
Springtime?
Yeah.
Springtime.
Birds.
Birds. I was going to say not so much because I typically don't get the calls from the early spring bird nest and all that until a little later in the summer. Until people actually are fed up. You know, they've been drying clothes now for a month, and they're like, okay, I went and bought a new dryer. My new dryer's not working.
Let's throw that one in that you brought that in there.
This has other, like, chimes and whistles and bells, so now it shuts off every 3 minutes instead of continuing to dry.
Right.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. You know, a lot of people over the years, I know for 10-12 years I did it solo. In other words, I did it by myself, cleaning dryer vents and servicing and all that. I can't tell you how many times I've gone in and there's sitting a new dryer, brand new dryer. Mm-hmm. We look at it and says, oh no, well, it wasn't dry. My old dryer just wasn't drying clothes and it just quit working. Well, what quit working was the element burn up because it's overheating. And you get a new dryer, guess what? It's going to do the same thing. That's why I have Steve on the show to bring up and highlight the issues with clothes dryers.
Mm-hmm. It's bad. I mean, I've been out before when people were, you know, hey, I went ahead and ordered a new dryer, but I wanted to have you out just to, you know, inspect the vent, make sure it's okay, you know, ready for the new dryer to get here. And I've actually been lucky enough to be able to tell the homeowner,
you don't
call
need a new
and cancel
dryer.
That dryer. Cancel the dryer. Unless you just really want that new dryer. I mean, some people, another thing is like, well, my washer went bad, so I've got to have a matching pair. Well, I mean, if that's what you want, that's cool. But the machines of today are not the machines of yesterday. So, you know, if you have a 20-year-old dryer, I would try to keep that thing in as good a shape as possible.
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, it's not the dryer at all. It's the vent. That's what we're here to tell you right now.
Such a simple machine. Yeah,
very simple machine.
Such a simple machine.
And another thing, on the simplistic side of things, do not purchase, just a little helpful hint here, don't go out and spend $800 on a clothes dryer.
No.
Because if you do, all you're buying is motherboard and more issues to break.
That's right.
And a motherboard in 5 years will cost you as much as replacing that dryer, maybe.
If you can get it.
If you can get the part.
Look at it right now. I mean, we can't even sell Ford trucks because we can't get
the parts.
We can't get the motherboard.
Electronics, yeah.
I mean, we can't get the chips for them. So,
And your appliances are no different. Do not purchase a dryer for $800, $1,000, $1,200. You can be at what you want. It's your money. You buy it. I don't care. But I'm telling you, you're not paying for quicker drying times.
Nope.
You're not paying for a hotter element. You're not paying for any new technology other than the motherboard.
It'll sing you a song.
It'll sing and play different
and
tunes.
Up. But in 2 years, the lighting doesn't work correct. Half of the lighting board's dead already. And then you wind up living with the fact of, okay, do I want to pay $250 to replace this just for the lights, or am I just going to live without a half-lit machine now? Man, that's what I'm doing.
Did yours do that?
Yeah.
Yep, see?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, folks, and stack units or fans, front loaders, they're okay. They're fine. But you don't have to get top of the line.
You don't, but also when you go to the store, when you're looking at these big, shiny machines, these front loaders, I sure do wish that they would have the door on the washing machine wide open because you can't leave that door closed when it's not in use. It's going to mold mildew.
Yep.
So if you're putting that into a closet, you're putting bifold doors or whatever the case is, when it's halfway tight, it's not going to fit. You're never going to be able to use the door because you got to keep the washer door open all the time, or you have to continuously put all these extra chemicals in there to clean out the drum and all the seals.
Right.
Which, that's another whole different can of worms. That's another radio show. But, you know, it's.
And here's another factor with dryers. Before you go buy a clothes dryer, before you go buy a new clothes dryer, measure the space it's going in.
Mm-hmm.
You go and you think, well, that I want a bigger one. Well, a bigger one may not fit. And when I say may not fit, the door to your laundry room may not close.
Yep, on the dryer, and on the back of the dryer, you have a big hump on the back of
the
dryer.
Some of them, yes.
Yeah, the majority of them now. I mean, have a 2.5 to 3.5 inch kick out on the back of the machine. That's why you can't look over the top and see the exit portal at the, you know, the exhaust of the machine, because that hump is back there to stop you from pushing that machine too far in. But that's also where the majority of them have the air intake. So if you push it too far back, regardless,
you're restricting airflow.
You're restricting airflow regardless.
So, you know, measure the area it's going in, and don't buy a machine that's too wide. Mm-hmm. Dryers come in two sizes, 27 wide and 29 wide. That's it. Now, you can get some smaller units for, you know, smaller situations, but typically your standard widths are 27. Most of them now are 27, mm-hmm. but you can still buy 29s, and what you're fine.
A lot of the Maytags are 29.
Yeah. But the depth is where you get in trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, and Steve has a proprietary product. Mm-hmm. It's the Quick Connect Periscope that eliminates flex hose behind the dryer and allows the dryer to fit much closer to the wall.
It does. And it it's a 2.25 by 6 inch piece of rectangular ductwork that actually screws to the wall where the exhaust of the dryer lines up. So what that means is, you know, I go into most people say when I ask them, I'm not pulling my dryer out, because if I do, then I've got to put that hose back on.
Right.
I've got to make that connection again, and it's barely holding on as it is. That's not just you if you're listening. That's a lot of your neighbors out there too. However, with the Periscope, if you drop that sock back there, you drop an earring back behind the machine,
or just want to clean out what you should do.
You notice a leak from a water line on the washing machine. Whatever the case is, you can pull that machine out, and as long as you're lined up left to right, you push it back to the wall, and it's going to seat, it's going to seal, and you're going to be ready to rock and roll again. And you're not going to have to jump over the top of the machine, not, you know, crimp that flex hose. 4-inch flex hose takes more than 4 inches to make a 90-degree turn.
Yes, it does.
You can't do it. You know, you're talking 8 or 9 inches for a 4-inch piece of ductwork to make a proper 90-degree turn.
Yep.
It's all there is to it. And most people, I hate to say it, most people's machine that have flex hose behind the machine, their dryers aren't sitting out 8-9 inches from the wall.
Right.
They're not. So the flex hose is what's absorbing.
What's blocking, literally. It's
blocking.
Can block. Not always. Flex hose can be fine.
Sure.
It can be fine. But most people have no clue because it's behind your dryer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. And bottom line here is, folks.
And the dryer shakes and vibrates and moves. So.
And one more thing, just so you know, okay? All dryers aren't created equal. Drying times on it should be 50 minutes or less. If it takes you much longer than 50 minutes, it's more than likely your vent. Now, some dryers do take longer, but they're few and far between. But 50 minutes is a good rule of thumb. So, there you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you. How do they get in touch with you?
You can go to almetaldryervent.com, 704-846-8368, which is 704-846-VENT. And I'd love to help you out. Give me a call. Let me see how I can help you.
You got it. Well, I appreciate you coming in today. I really do.
Appreciate you as well, Ray.
And that's Steve Helms, All Metal Dryer Event, 704-846-8368. And we got about 30 seconds left on the clock here, 35, 45. I could count it down, but I'm not. Anyway.
mention About Your House Radio, and I'll even do 10% off since Mike was in the giving mood today.
There you go.
So mention About Your House Radio.
You got it. All right, folks. Next week, about the pipes. Female plumbers in the house. George Hobel's in the house looking for a great show. Tune in, turn on, and learn. I know I will. And go spread some love. Well, all the answers are love, man.
Let's get some snow.
Yeah, a little bit of snow, a little bit of ice. Maybe I can get snowed in. Who knows? Going to be I got me a nice little dinner date planned tonight. All good. Hey, go enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. Spread some love. See you next week. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Ray.
There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah.